put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, KCNR1460.com, and AM 1460 has teamed up with Golden Valley Bank for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans for their service, and a portion of the proceeds goes to help out local homeless veterans. Golden Valley Bank at 250 Hempstead Drive, Suite 100, creates a truly unique local banking experience. Talk to our relationship banker today at 222-4000. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What could be cozier than the promise of a homemade meal for your favorite person? This season, stop by Black Bear Diner and pick up some gift cards for your favorite folks. For every $25 in gift card purchases, you'll get a $5 Bear Buck for yourself. Or if you're shopping in, make your buy online for an e-gift or traditional card for delivery by mail. Visit blackbeardiner.com to order. Be sure to allow extra time for mailing. Buy $25, get $5 promotion available in diner only.
Black Bear Diner.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Every time they activate the tool remotely, the likelihood of detection increases. Ben Johnson, former NSA cyber engineer, who is now chief technology officer of software security from Obsidian, said, quite honestly, my heart sank when I saw some of the details, just the amount of information they could potentially have if they are reading everyone's emails and they are accessing sensitive files within places like Treasury or Commerce. SolarWinds has customers including in the Pentagon, the State Department, NASA, the NSA, the Department of Justice, and the White House. So this is a full-on disaster area, and we don't know just how deep this hack goes. We have no idea what sort of information they have access to. And again, they sort of now have a backdoor, which means that they can consistently be gathering information. This is really, really scary stuff. And so according to Politico, the Energy Department and National Nuclear Security Administration, which maintains the U.S. nuclear weapons stockpile, have evidence that hackers accessed their networks as part of an extensive espionage operation that has affected at least half a dozen federal agencies. They found suspicious activity in networks belonging to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, Sandia and Los Alamos National Laboratories in New Mexico and Washington, the Office of Secure Transportation, the Richland Field Office of the Department of Energy. The hackers have been able to do more damage at the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission than other agencies, the officials said. This is the clearest sign yet that the hackers were able to access networks belonging to a core part of the U.S. national security enterprise. So it's a full-on disaster area. And again, that persistent access means that they can basically get in whenever they want, and it's going to be very, very difficult to detect. It's also unclear exactly who is behind it. Again, the Russians say they are not, but that cannot be trusted. So what exactly should be done here? I mean, this is basically an act of cyber war, right? I mean, this is cyber war. Senator Romney of Utah, he said the cyber hack is like Russian bombers have been flying undetected over our entire country, alarming U.S. vulnerability, apparent cyber warfare weakness, glaring inadequate cyber defenses, inexcusable silence, and inaction from the White House. So something has to be done, obviously. Apparently, they found more than one doorway into U.S. systems as well. The Department of Homeland Security said in a bulletin on Thursday the spies had used other techniques besides corrupting updates of network management software by SolarWinds, which is used by hundreds of thousands of companies. Apparently, the SolarWinds Orion supply chain compromise is not the only initial infection vector this APT actor leveraged, according to the DHS's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Okay, so this is obviously scary stuff. It doesn't mean, by the way, that they breached any of our seriously classified systems, but it is unclear what we know. I mean, it's possible that they did. And even if they didn't, the real possibility is that there's a lot of information that is not exactly classified that can be leveraged against people, right? Especially because the Russians love to sow confusion in the U.S. body politic. If they have this much access to all of our corporate information, if they have this much access to insider government information, how much chaos can they sow over the coming years? This is really scary stuff. And the Trump administration, which is still in office, needs to take harsh action against the Russians. And we are talking about more than individual sanctions on top Russian officers. I mean, we have to be talking about something much more serious here, because this, again, is the largest act of cyber espionage probably in the history of the world, from what we can gather at this point. That does not mean that we are moving toward open warfare with the Russians or anything like that. But if we don't take harsh action right now and cut this off at the knees, it's only going to get worse. And again, apparently, a lot of these agencies, they're being told that the software is so compromised, they have to pretty much do what Hillary Clinton did to her hard drive. Like, take this stuff out of the wall, take it out to a field somewhere, and take a baseball bat to it like it's a printer in Office Space. I mean, that's how bad this is. We'll get some more of this in just 1 second. First, investors, how about a 10% steady real estate-backed monthly cash flow? Have you thought about the only one true supply-constrained asset, real estate? Intelligent, savvy investors need to check out NRIA. NRIA is one of the nation's top specialists, offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted to 21%. With NRIA, you could see a 10% return on monthly payments with bonuses. You can even use that 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today for 10% monthly payouts and bonuses. Every smart investor should consider it. Call now, 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483, or visit NRIA.net. An offer to buy or sell any security is made only by private placement memorandum. Read it first. See them at NRIA.net. Okay, so obviously, this particular hack is incredibly scary.
It demonstrates that we have been really remiss in a lot of our cybersecurity, and we have not been taking seriously the threat from foreign countries, including Russia, but also including China. And the fact is that we have talked very little in the United States about what ought to be done to fight back against the Chinese efforts to develop 5G. And when we talk about using government resources in order to boost particular industries, it seems like the industry that needs to be boosted the most, actually, is the industry that people in America think needs to be boosted the least, namely the industry, the internet industry. The Chinese are threatening the security of the web around the world by installation of 5G that allows them backdoors to other information, and lots of countries are taking that up. If the United States does not outdevelop the Chinese in that space, then pretty soon a lot of governments, a lot of companies are going to be in hock to the Chinese. That could be a full-scale disaster area. That is not something that anybody wants at this point. Ron Wyden, Oregon Democrat, he says, if reports are true and state-sponsored hackers successfully snuck malware-riddled software into scores of federal government systems, our country has suffered a massive national security failure that could have ramifications for years to come. So what exactly could the U.S. do? Well, theoretically, we could expel diplomats, we could impose sanctions, we could file criminal charges for cyber espionage. Washington, D.C. and the EU have done that against Russia in the past, but that has not stopped the Russians. So something radical has to change, and it has to change in short order because this stuff is extremely, extremely dangerous. Okay, meanwhile, the wave of COVID that is hitting the country continues to be extraordinarily grave. The California update is really ugly right now. So California has been locked down tight. And the idea from the left and from the press and from so many of our government officials is that lockdowns always work, that the best thing you can do is lockdown. Here's the problem. California really never stopped the lockdown. And people, after a certain point, they stop obeying the lockdowns. And as it turns out, if you shut down outdoor activities that are safe and you force people back into their homes, they're more likely to infect members of their household. As we know from the contact tracing in New York, the vast majority of people who are obtaining COVID-19 are doing so inside their own household. So here is the story from Southern California today, according to KABC in Southern California, one of our affiliates. The ICU capacity in the 11-county Southern California region has now dropped to 0% amid a dramatic surge in coronavirus cases, officials said on Thursday. California hospitals are required to report the total number of all available staffed ICU beds each day. Regional ICU capacity is calculated by subtracting neonatal and pediatric intensive care beds from the number of adult beds. News of the diminished ICU capacity came as the state announced the deaths of 379 Californians, marking the highest number of fatalities in one day since the pandemic began, surpassing the previous record set the previous day. We are talking now in the United States about more than 3,400 deaths a day. If California were a country right now, California itself would rank number 3 in the world in the number of COVID diagnoses. The LA County COVID death toll has been rising. In LA County, about 2 people are dying every hour on average from the virus, something the county's public health officer called an explosive and very deadly surge. Meanwhile, the vaccines are rolling out, and that is very good news. But here has been one of the big problems with so much of what is going on right now. We require tremendous trust in our public health agencies, and yet our public health agencies are very often pursuing policies that are anti-scientific. I'm talking about the fact that public health agencies in Southern California shut down outdoor dining without any evidence that outdoor dining was a chief vector of transmission. I'm talking about the fact that you have governors and mayors all over the country who have shut down education, even though young people are not really chief, particularly children, are not chief transmission vectors of the virus and are not dying from the virus. The problem is that if you set unrealistic standards, it's very difficult for people to trust the standards that you are setting. And this doesn't mean you shouldn't be taking precautions. We should be taking precautions. If we are in a situation where ICU beds are at zero, you are going to have to engage in larger scale shutdowns of, you know, things like restaurants. You're going to have to go from 50 to 25%, for example, if that is what the science backs. The problem is people were doing stuff that the science did not back, and then people stopped paying attention to the scientists. One of the big questions that the scientific establishment is going to have to ask itself when it comes to COVID and nearly everything else is, why is it that so many people don't believe what we are saying to them? Because if we are talking about one of the most valuable things that has ever happened in human history, it's the renewed belief in the scientific method that began in the Enlightenment period and has developed, you know, progress and technology. And if you look at the prosperity of human society, life expectancy, all of this has jumped radically because of belief in the scientific method. But one of the problems is that over the past 50 years, particularly, the scientific method has been increasingly made secondary to politically correct perceptions of what the scientific method should conclude. We now have scientists who have decided that the conclusion is more important than the actual method itself. And people can see that. See, science is great when science sticks to its lane. Science is not great when science does not stick to its lane. Science's lane is not about the meaning of life. It is not about the meaning of the universe. And it is certainly not about politics. Science's lane was supposed to be about trial and error, scientific method, hypothesis that is falsified or not falsified. Right? That is what the scientific method was. But scientism decided that science was the solution for everything. And not only that, you could merge leftist politics with science. And people at a certain point said, well, I'm not sure what to believe anymore because you are now outside your lane. You are engaging in what we would call ultra-crepidarianism. You are now operating outside your chosen field of specialty. To take a non-COVID example, the New England Journal of Medicine, which is probably the most prestigious journal of medicine in the United States, put out an article today that is so absurd and so anti-scientific, it beggars imagination. We'll get to that in just 1 second. But first, when you're running a business, HR issues can absolutely kill you. You didn't start a business, so you'd have to deal with all the internal HR, but that sort of liability can actually really, really hurt your business. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries, those aren't cheap. They're an average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small business. You get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. They are month-to-month, no hidden fees, you can cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Who does? Let Bambi help. Get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambi.com/Ben right now. Schedule your free HR audit. That is Bambi.com/Ben. Bambee.com/Ben. And get started right now with your free HR audit. Bambi.com/Ben. Coming up, we're going to get into the undermining of science by the scientific establishment. It turns out that when scientists move beyond their purview, very often they undermine the institutions they seek to uphold. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Some gifts don't come wrapped in packages with bows and ribbons. They aren't hidden away, then torn into with reckless abandon. Some gifts are needs, like food or shelter, and those can be the most precious of all. In a year with fewer red kettles, help rescue Christmas for those facing poverty with a $25 monthly donation. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So there's a lot of data out there about COVID, about vaccines, about strategy. One of the reasons for that is the scientific establishment has beclowned itself in many ways at a time when the scientific establishment should be more revered than any time in human history, considering they're about to solve a global pandemic. When I say that the scientific establishment has really undermined its own credibility, and this is particularly frightening at a time when science has been at its most necessary. I mean, the fact is that science is now going to, in historic measure, solve the COVID crisis through the creation of a vaccine in record time. It's an incredible thing. It really is. And yet the scientific community continues to lose credibility among the public at large because they continue, at the same time they are pushing actual science, to push nonsense. Here's an example. So the New England Journal of Medicine put out an article today. Again, this is a prestigious medical journal. It is titled Failed Assignments, Rethinking Sex Designations on Birth Certificates. It is by Vadim Shtaler, MD, Jessica Clark, JD, which is just a lawyer, and Eli Adashi, MD. Sex designations on birth certificates offer no clinical utility, and they can be harmful for intersex and transgender people. Moving such designations below the line of demarcation wouldn't compromise the birth certificate's public health function, but could avoid harm. So we are now supposed to change. We're supposed to change birth certificates for babies, because the lie is that sex is assigned at birth. First of all, the notion that sex designations don't offer clinical utility on birth certificates is insane. Obviously, they do. Doctors immediately start taking care of girl babies and boy babies a little bit differently because they have different systems. They are not the same. They have different growth charts, to take one example. The basic idea here from the New England Journal of Medicine is that so as not to offend the possibility that an adult transgender person is going to be offended by their own birth certificate, we are now going to retroactively remove the sex designation line on birth certificates or move it lower on the birth certificate so that people who are transgender and care about their birth certificate, meaning they're like 30, and now they're looking back at their birth certificate and want to change their birth certificate, which, by the way, not only violates the laws of biology, but also the time-space continuum. Because when you were born, you're actually a member of the sex to which you are still a member. Okay, but now the New England Journal of Medicine is greenlighting this kind of crap. And then people wonder why the scientific establishment is being undermined. I mean, we had full-scale articles in science magazines talking about how racial justice was a public health issue, therefore it was fine to go out and protest in the middle of a COVID pandemic. Once you start making politically correct decisions and you infuse science with those politically correct decisions, it has actual impact. So here is a perfect example. Okay, so right now we are deciding who the vaccine goes to, right? Who the COVID vaccine goes to first. And this is a pretty contentious issue. You've heard members of the Biden team suggest that when we talk about health issues, we should certainly be talking first and foremost about racial inequity and racial inequality, which they equate, right? Inequity means unfairness. Inequality is not unfair. It's just inequality. And they say the two are exactly the same. So in other words, if more black people than white people on average are dying of COVID, this demonstrates the racial animus of the United States, which of course is silliness. You actually have to rule out the confounds. You have to point out that people of color and white people are not dying at the same rates of COVID literally anywhere in the West. Okay, but we ignore all of that in order to reach this conclusion. Okay, so when it comes to walking out the COVID vaccine, there are a few ways we could tranche this thing out. There's only one way that makes sense. Truly, there's only one way. The way that makes sense is to tranche this thing out by health condition, right? I mean, it's a health condition is COVID. If you have one dose of COVID vaccine and you have two patients, one of whom is a young nurse of color and the other of whom is an 85-year-old white person living in a nursing home, it's pretty obvious to whom this COVID vaccine should go. But here's the thing. To the woke and to the quote-unquote scientific community that is affected by the woke, it is not at all obvious, which is why you saw a member of Biden's team openly saying that when it comes to treatments for COVID, we should be looking at the treatments for COVID through a racial lens, which is wild stuff and does have real ramifications for society. We'll talk about those ramifications in just one second, because this actually is now a matter of practicality as we roll out a limited number of vaccines to a very large population. There is not enough vaccine to go around at the moment. Coming up, we'll talk about how politics has infused science and how that could actually cost actual lives. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Dr. Farrell at Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
what is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and reminding you of all of our military personnel serving around the world this holiday season. We also want to remember and thank all of our veterans who have served and returned home safely, and to those who are no longer with us. As you enjoy this time of year, take a moment and reflect on your blessings and remember, freedom isn't free. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and thank you for your support.
In some cases, somewhere between a 10 and a 100-fold difference in exactly how deadly this thing is. So, I mean, that's a pretty significant difference, is it not? Okay, you're talking about the difference between 5 deaths in 1,000 versus 5 deaths in 100. And yet, we are now being told that this should be an open debate. Okay, so the New York Times covered it this way. This is pretty amazing. Harold Schmidt, an expert in ethics and health policy at the University of Pennsylvania, said it is reasonable to put essential workers ahead of older adults, given their risks, and that they are disproportionately minorities. Okay, you ready for this line? This is an amazing line. Remember, he's an expert in ethics and health policy. Nothing says ethics quite like you should die based on the color of your skin. Here's what Dr. Schmidt says. Older populations are whiter. Society is structured in a way that enables them to live longer. Instead of giving additional health benefits to those who have already had more of them, we can start to level the playing field a bit. Okay, I'm going to need to examine that a little more slowly. What he is actually saying is that elderly people, people who are 85 and in nursing homes, are disproportionately white. So even though they are also at radically disproportionate risk of dying of COVID-19, we should allow them to die so that a person of color who's an essential worker and has a 10-fold or 100-fold lower risk of death, right, a 20-year-old who is working in an essential industry, should get that vaccine because they're black, while an 85-year-old woman who happens to be white should die in a nursing home. Because after all, society is structured so that there are more 85-year-old white people in nursing homes than 85-year-old black people in nursing homes, proportionately speaking. You know how insane that is? You know how wild that is? To protect older people more at risk, Dr. Schmidt called on the CDC committee to also integrate the agency's own social vulnerability index. The index includes 15 measures derived from the census, such as overcrowded housing, lack of vehicle access, and poverty, to determine how urgently a community needs health support, with the goal of reducing inequities. Not the goal of reducing overall death, mind you. The goal of reducing inequities. Now, the first rule when it comes to medicine is do no harm. You are obviously doing harm if you are transferring out the vaccine to people who are less vulnerable rather than to people who are more vulnerable, because you are basically saying more white people should die because white people are historically advantaged in the United States. I mean, this is wild stuff. I mean, to suggest that we are to rate as more important factors racial constituency or socioeconomic status rather than your risk factor of dying of COVID is a demonstration that science takes a backseat to politics. It just does. There's a good article about this by a doctor named Buzz Hollander over at Real Clear Science today, talking about the attempts to tranche this thing out. Right now, the strategy is to roll this thing out to people in nursing homes, but also to roll it out to people who are essential workers in medicine. But as he says, here's the problem. If you're talking about essential workers in medicine, they are not among the people most likely to die. If you have to decide between giving it to my wife, who is a 33-year-old family medicine doctor and giving it to an 85-year-old woman in a nursing home, you should absolutely give it to the 85-year-old woman in the nursing home. No question. And this is what Dr. Hollander says. He says, here is my greatest beef with the current plan as endorsed by the CDC. We might only have 19 million doses in our first round. I will not quibble with allocating 2 million to care for home residents, as they have been responsible for roughly 40% of deaths in the United States. I also won't argue with administering to roughly another 2 million staff for those homes, because we can't be sure that nursing home residents will mount an effective immune response to the vaccines. So you have to protect the people around the members of the nursing home. However, giving the next 15 million doses to healthcare workers does not compute by any calculus valuing lives saved. I know the arguments. They put themselves at risk. They are needed, healthy, for hospitals to function smoothly. They tend to roll up their sleeves and more willingly than average Americans. The problem is they don't die very often. Right? This is the math doesn't work out. Approximately 0.5% of U.S. deaths from COVID have been healthcare workers. Approximately 80% of U.S. deaths from COVID-19 have been from those over the age of 65. 80% versus 0.5%. How is this even a question? There are a bunch of doctors who've been writing this recently. He says, this is just simple ethics. Is it really right for me as a 51-year-old, healthy, immensely privileged white guy to be given a vaccine in 2 weeks, while my 87-year-old father living in our multi-generational household might wait another 2 to 3 months? We know first do no harm, but what about first do not steal? Here's the pragmatics. If we agree my father is on the order of 160 times more likely to die of COVID-19 than me, does it make sense to give me the vaccine first? But the answer for a lot of folks is yes, because wokeness takes precedence. Hey, here are some other things that we are not doing that we should be doing. Because we have decided that we are not going to tell people that once you have actually had this thing, you are basically immune, which most science suggests you are, the chances of reinfection are exorbitantly low. Then one of the things that we are not doing that we absolutely should be doing is we should be antibody testing people before we give them the vaccine, correct? I mean, this is a pretty easy answer. You should be antibody testing people. Make sure they're not already immune before you give them a dose of the vaccine. Remember, this is a limited number of vaccine doses. Why would you dose somebody with a vaccine who's already immune to the virus? Like the fact that everybody seems to not want to talk about antibody tests is kind of insane. As Dr. Hollander says, best estimates would hold that the 16 million identified cases of COVID-19 in the U.S. probably amount to more like 60 million or even 100 million actual cases. Let's say there are 80 million total cases. Of the 64 million without a history of PCR positive test, if we estimate a rapid antibody test to spike proteins correctly identifies 80% of these, we have 51 million more Americans with probable immunity. So you can exclude 20% of people from the first waves of vaccination with very low life-saving cost. Also, why aren't we transferring the vaccines to places where people are most likely to die? Right? We should be sending more vaccine right now, for example, to LA County than to San Francisco, because San Francisco is not getting hit as hard. Also, we should be rolling this stuff out as fast as humanly possible. So according to this doctor, he says, trying to keep the vaccines in storage for 3 to 4 weeks to maintain perfect allocation for a booster shot adds to the challenge. It cuts in half the number of vaccine doses available right now. The U.S. government recommends this practice, perhaps to avoid any appearance of legitimizing a one-dose regimen, but we should be on appearances at this point. Former FDA head Scott Gottlieb is not a fan of holding back doses. He says, I don't think we should be holding on to supply right now, anticipating something goes wrong that's going to cause a lot of other challenges. We should be taking some risk. What he means is, right now, for every dose that we are putting out there, there's another dose that we are holding back for a month, basically, so that we can give it to you in a month. But we know that more doses are going to come online in a month. So why not tranche the early immunity out as fast as humanly possible? Right? Let's trust that people are going to actually produce where they are supposed to produce. Okay, so moving forward, these are all practical things, but they've all become politicized. They've all become politicized. And the fact that they've become politicized is a disaster for the United States, and it's a disaster for the scientific institutions of the country. The fact that our political leaders are being treated as celebrities, and our scientific leaders are being treated as celebrities, and none of them seems to be able to hold a consistent standard with regard to science is pretty astonishing. Remember, never forget, the same media that has decided that they know best about COVID has also decided that Andrew Cuomo is the greatest of all governors. By the way, speaking of Governor Andrew Cuomo, some late breaking news from Andrew Cuomo. If you're a restaurant owner, you should be overjoyed that he shut down your restaurant. Here was Governor Cuomo from New York yesterday.
I have all sorts of people who are concerned. Well, you went down to 25% indoor dining. You canceled indoor dining. You're requesting more testing for people in salons, lower capacity in gyms. Yes to all of that. That is not the real problem. We're trying to change the trajectory. Well, I'm upset that you're trying to change the trajectory. You should be happy Because if we don't change the trajectory, we're going to go to shutdown, and then your business is going to close. And that, my friends, is a real problem.
Well, no, actually, a real problem has been that you have not followed the data pretty much anywhere here along the way, Andrew Cuomo. I mean, you shut down the schools when they didn't need to be shut down. You were shutting down the restaurants when they didn't need to be shut down, or at least putting in place restrictions that were not sensical. You were going out there and leaving the nursing homes wide open to COVID. And yet this is the guy that the media have been trotting out there. Systemic distrust is a real problem. It really is. And just because somebody has an MD by their name, or they have a PhD by their name, or just because they're an elected official, does not mean that what they're saying is logical. Okay, what's logical is logical, and what is scientific, and what is not is not. It is that simple, and I think the American people have enough common sense to know that, or at least I hope they do. I think one of the big problems here is that people tend to throw the baby out with the bathwater. They look at the fact that they've been lied to by public officials, and that health officials can't seem to get their act together on a regular basis, or that they infuse science with politics, and then they say, okay, well, I'm just throwing out the whole thing. And that is probably the worst problem of all. When you undermine the credibility of your own institution, people just don't take your institution seriously. And when you're talking about an institution as serious as the scientific establishment of the United States, that is a serious, serious issue. All righty, coming up, we're going to get into Joe Biden, who continues to maintain that Hunter Biden is the cap of all innocence. He's the most innocent. He's also the most brilliant person Joe Biden knows, which is that's a pretty damning indictment of his friendship circle. In any case, we'll get to more in 1 second. First, investors, how about a 10% steady real estate-backed monthly cash flow? Have you thought about the only one true supply-constrained asset, real estate? Intelligent, savvy investors need to check out NRIA. NRIA is one of the nation's top specialists, offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted to 21%. With NRIA, you could see a 10% return on monthly payments with bonuses. You can even use that 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today for 10% monthly payouts and bonuses. Every smart investor should consider it. Call now, 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net. An offer to buy or sell any security is made only by private placement memorandum. Read it first. See them at NRIA.net. So a quick further note on COVID. The stimulus talks that should have been held months ago are still going on. Apparently, this is going to drag into the weekend, according to the Washington Post. White House officials and congressional leaders are trying to address a number of lingering policy disagreements as they race to finalize an approximately $900 billion coronavirus relief package, with growing signs the talks will drag into the weekend. Negotiators were hoping to resolve all of their differences and pass matching bills in the House and Senate by Friday night. That appeared to slip away late on Thursday. Lawmakers first have to pass a stopgap spending bill by Friday night to avoid a government shutdown on Saturday. Then they will continue to negotiate through the weekend. It turns out that the best negotiator in the building, once again, is Senator Mitch McConnell, who has basically traded no state and local aid in favor of no liability. He says we'll hold all that stuff out for a future bill. So all the talk about how he was being forced into concessions by the Democrats turns out not really so true. This has, of course, ticked off the members of the Progressive Caucus. And Democrats in the Senate are like, guys, we still have to make a deal here. Mark Warner chided Bernie Sanders and Ilhan Omar. Because I'm not sure why we're going to them for advice on how to cut a COVID deal. They've never cut a deal in their entire lives.
These are folks who've never negotiated any deal that I think has ever been successful. I mean, we're dealing with a Senate that is still unfortunately controlled by the Republicans. We still have Donald Trump as president, controlling two-thirds, in a sense, of the federal government, the executive and the Senate. And the alternative would have been to have people get kicked off of unemployment, get kicked out of their apartments, not get the kind of food assistance that's needed.
Okay, so he happens to be right, but the fact is that the radicals in the Democratic Party base will continue to push for more and more and more and more. By the way, some of the things the Democrats wanted here was basically unlimited authority for the federal government to lend to anybody as long as they declare an emergency. It's pretty incredible stuff. Coming up, Joe Biden defends Hunter Biden. Doesn't go great. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Some gifts don't come wrapped in packages with bows and ribbons. They aren't hidden.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
For several months, Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation.
Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Attention business owners, listen carefully to this important message. Are you tired of struggling with monthly bookkeeping or always being behind? Maybe you're fed up with paying your CPA ridiculously high hourly rates for subpar services. At Finance Pal, we know your pain. We're small business owners who understand your tax and accounting needs. At Finance Pal, we take over your books and design a program custom tailored to fit your needs. Whether it's bookkeeping, payroll, bill pay, inventory tracking, or taxes, we have you covered. We handle some or all of these services for one flat, affordable, low monthly fee. Stop worrying about your books and drowning in paperwork. Let us worry while you focus on growing your business. The setup is easy, and we give you the tools and technology to make your monthly finances streamlined and organized. Call now at 800-509-3208 for a free business assessment. That's 800-509-3208. 800-509-3208. Finance Pal, the only friend your business needs.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden, he is firmly convinced that Hunter Biden is the smartest person he knows. That's the thing he actually said. Joe Biden continues to run around suggesting that his son Hunter is being victimized in some way. He was on Stephen Colbert's show. The fact that the hard-hitting questions come from Stephen Colbert demonstrates that your media is absolutely 100% corrupt. So Stephen Colbert said, you know, Mr. President-elect, you know, let me just ask you, you know, people are being so mean to Hunter. They're being so mean to Hunter. Like, are you upset that they're being so mean to Hunter? And here's Joe Biden saying, yes, indeed.
We have great confidence in our son. Uh-huh. I am not concerned about any accusations been made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play. But look, it is what it is. And he's a grown man. He is the smartest man I know. I mean, in pure intellectual capacity.
The smartest man he knows, hmm? Well, might need to know some more smart people. Because Hunter Biden is a dum-dum. Sorry. Running around to foreign countries and picking up bags of cash because your last name is Biden does not make you smart. Other things that don't make you smart would include apparently dropping off your broken laptop with pictures of you doing drugs with, like, hookers on a computer in Delaware and just leaving it there. Those are things that do not actually make you smart. When Joe Biden suggests that Hunter Biden is smart, and not only that, that it's a corrupt, it's foul play. It's foul play. It's out to get him. Question. Why is it foul play? Apparently, this investigation has been ongoing since 2019. So where exactly is the foul play right here? The answer is there is no foul play. This is one of the reasons why the attorney general, who is still William Barr until next week, should appoint a special counsel in the Hunter Biden investigation. Because there's very little doubt that Joe Biden would come in and immediately quash that thing, right? Joe Biden would probably come in. He would kill that investigation dead. And then the media would just cheer. Because after all, the media didn't even want to cover this stuff before the election. Meanwhile, with regard to sort of breaking news here, Hunter Biden's former business partners apparently said explicitly they wanted to get Joe involved without Joe knowing. This hot air Fox News published a story today highlighting some text messages between Hunter Biden's former business associates, James Gillier and Tony Bobulinski. The messages from 2017 involve a plan to set up a business deal with a Chinese energy company. The pair were eager to get Joe Biden involved, but also warned about mentioning he would be involved, except in face-to-face communications. In April of 2017, Bobulinski asked Gillier why Jim Biden was part of the discussion when they already had Hunter on board. Gillier said, with H's demons, could be good to have a backup. He strengthens our USP to Chinese, as it looks like a truly family business, and I like the dude. Apparently, that would be the unique selling proposition. Whatever the case, the point is clearly that having two Bidens involved adds to the suggestion the entire family is involved. In early May, the same two were discussing a meeting with the chairman of the Chinese company and the need for an A-lister to be at the meeting. Gillier then texted Bobulinski with the hope that Joe may come Sunday. He added, I'm hoping. Bobulinski called that a no-brainer. Biden apparently didn't attend that meeting. On May 11th, Bobulinski texted Gillier again, saying, man, you are right. Let's get the company set up. Let's tell H and the family the high stakes and get Joe involved. Okay, but don't worry. Everything is pure as the driven snow. Everything is absolutely wonderful. And Hunter is the smartest person everybody knows. In any case, you know, the election 2020 doubts continue apace. People have been trotting out a couple of pieces of video. They're both trending on Twitter overnight. And I think it is worthy of pointing out that these pieces of video are really not particularly convincing. One is a video of Arizona State Senator Eddie Farnsworth. This was going viral last night, suggesting that in the Texas case, the Supreme Court justices went into a room and started yelling at each other about why they should not go along with the Texas case. There's only one pretty large problem with it. Here was this Arizona State Senator.
When the Texas case was brought up, he said he heard screaming through the walls as Justice Roberts and the other liberal justices were insisting that this case not be taken up. And the reason, the words that were heard through the wall when Justice Thomas and Justice Alito were citing Bush versus Gore from John Roberts were, I don't give up about that case. I don't want to hear about it. At that time, we didn't have riots.
Okay, I have a question. The Supreme Court Justice, they're not meeting in person. So obviously that is not true. Other things that are not true. Apparently, Lynn Wood is now tweeting out that John Roberts called Trump an MF-er. Lynn Wood tweeted out, in discussing Trump in phone conversation on 8/19, August 19th, Justice John Roberts stated he would make sure the MF-er would never be reelected. Roberts engaged in phone conversation with Justice Stephen Breyer discussing how to work to get Trump voted out. Like, I don't know where Lynn Wood is getting any of this crap. There's no evidence that this is the case at all. Bottom line is that if all this does is just undermine people's willingness to vote in the Georgia Senate races, it is a huge error. It's a huge error. Okay, this is not just me saying this. This is Mike Pence, who, by the way, good for Mike Pence. He was vaccinated this morning. You do want the top levels of government presumably vaccinated. And how old is Mike Pence? He's about 60, probably. Mike Pence says he was vaccinated this morning. There was tape of him doing it. But on the Georgia stuff, he said, if you don't vote, they win.
Now, I know we've all got doubts about the last election. That's why we're going to keep right on fighting. But I got to tell you, and I hear some people saying down here in Georgia, if you're frustrated about the last election, just don't vote. But my fellow Americans, I'm going to say from my heart, you got to remember, if you don't vote, they win.
Okay, that is exactly right. You know who else knows that, by the way? Joe Biden, right? Joe Biden came out, he says, moderate Joe. He says, I need Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. I need them. Give them to me. Don't give them to him, guys.
My administration is preparing to beat COVID-19 and get economic relief to the American people. On day one as your president, I'm prepared to sign a COVID relief package that fully funds the public health response needed, led by Georgia's own CDC. It will ensure free testing and vaccination for every American and will get small businesses the assistance they need right now. Let me be clear. I need Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff in the United States Senate to get this done.
No, you really don't. Like, a lot of those things are going to happen anyway. And also, there is no one who is too radical for Joe Biden to endorse, apparently. Also, kudos to the guy who's playing the soft synthesizer music in the background. That really is, it's like from a yoga retreat in the background. Because if Biden wasn't putting you to sleep right there on his own, they had to have synthesizer guy in the background playing the soft music as the waterfalls tinkle in the background. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Lawmakers find a way to buy some time.
The Senate followed the House in passage of a 48-hour continuing resolution to fund federal agencies through at least the weekend, while talks of a coronavirus package continue. A dispute over an effort led by Republican Senator Pat Toomey to codify the phase-out of Federal Reserve emergency lending facilities at year-end remains one of the key sticking points of the coronavirus deal. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senate Democrat Leader Chuck Schumer, and House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy have been speaking throughout the week to resolve these final issues. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More weapons in the fight against the coronavirus after the FDA approved and authorized emergency use of a vaccine developed by Moderna and the National Institutes of Health. NIH Director Dr. Francis Collins says the arrival of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines marks a turning point in the COVID-19 battle.
Between Pfizer and Moderna, we should have enough doses just this month of December to immunize the first 20 million people. And what we hope will be a big push to get this terrible virus behind us, although that will take many more months to get to all Americans.
A California appeals court has blocked a judge's order that allowed San Diego County restaurants to resume indoor and outdoor dining. The brief order issued today by the Fourth Appellate Court keeps Governor Gavin Newsom's stay-at-home edict in full effect. The three-judge panel gave no explanation for its decision, which came after the state requested emergency intervention with California's health care system, quote, on the brink of collapse. In Australia, Sydney's northern beaches will enter a lockdown similar to the one imposed during the start of the pandemic. From late Saturday afternoon till midnight Wednesday, residents will only be permitted to leave their homes for five basic reasons: medical care, exercise, grocery shopping, work, or for compassionate care reasons. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
German businesses are modestly more optimistic despite the pandemic.
That's the takeaway from the most recent survey by the IFO Institute in Munich. The Institute's index rose to 92.1 points from 90.9 in November. Manufacturing is holding up better because it's less affected by personal contact and lockdowns.
Jeremy House reporting. Germany's economy still in big trouble, however. The IFO is below October's reading, and a new round of lockdowns in Germany is weighing heavily on travel, hotels, restaurants, and the performing arts. Meanwhile, a Virginia State panel has lawyer seeking to delay the sentencing of a former staffer at a veterans hospital in West Virginia who pleaded guilty to intentionally killing seven patients with fatal doses of insulin. Attorneys filed a motion asking that the woman's sentencing be put off until mid-May because of the pandemic. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Virginia state panel is recommending the statue of civil rights hero Barbara Johns should represent the Old Dominion state at the U.S. Capitol.
Johns' likeness in the Statuary Hall collection would replace that of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. The Richmond Times-Dispatch says the Commission for Historical Studies in the United States Capitol voted 6-1 on Wednesday in favor of Johns, but the General Assembly in Richmond must sign off on the choice. Johns was a schoolgirl who led a walkout at her school in 1951 to protest substandard segregated schools.
Andrew Stewart reports that walkout led to a landmark Supreme Court ruling that found segregated public schools unconstitutional. Kobe Bryant's widow denounced a lawsuit from her mother, claiming she's owed years of pay for working as an unpaid assistant and support promised by the basketball legend, who was killed in a helicopter crash in January. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Don't you understand? It's time for unity, by which they mean surrender. It's time for, and they don't just mean surrender in the election in 2020, right? The Electoral College has already voted. They mean surrender forever, right? Surrender your priorities. Just let the Democrats have their way with the country. That is what they mean. And so Barack Obama, Captain Unity, right? He's doing his book tour. He's such a unifying figure. Remember, according to the media, this guy was the most unifying figure in modern American politics. He really just brought people together. That's all Barack Obama did. He was unbelievably divisive. And the rise of the intersectional coalition, the rise of intersectionality as a philosophy, it really occurred under his watch. And it was a political move by Obama that he really started to treat separate segments of the American population as voting blocks that he could appeal to and then cobble together a coalition against the quote-unquote system that really did break apart. I think that if the country is irrevocably broken, a lot of people on the left are going to attribute that to election 2016. No way. The country got broken in 2012. That's when the country got broken. In 2008, Barack Obama ran as a traditional unifying political figure, right? No red states, no blue states, the United States. By 2012, he had basically decided that he was going to abandon pushing a message that was acceptable and palatable and interesting for a majority of Americans. He was instead going to go to each intersectional group, tell them he was going to prioritize their needs, cobble them together, and then direct them at the overarching system. And suggest that if you disagreed with him, it was because you're bigoted against those specific groups. If somebody broke American politics, it was this schmuck. Anyway, here's the schmuck saying that the GOP is the minority party and then saying that the Senate basically shouldn't exist anymore. So that's exciting. He attacks the Senate and the Electoral College. But don't worry, unity is on its way, guys. The era of good feelings is here.
The Republican Party is the minority party in this country. The only reason that it doesn't look like they're the minority party is because of structures like the U.S. Senate. And the Electoral College that don't render them the majority party. So they have certain built-in advantages around power, given their population distribution and how our government works. But the truth of the matter is that 60% of the people are occupying what I would consider a more reality-based universe.
Okay, by the way, isn't this hilarious stuff? He's saying that to Trevor Noah on Comedy Central. I mean, that's comedying right there. And Trevor Noah just sitting there. Like, so here is your very serious Democratic Party. Joe Biden being interviewed by Stephen Colbert and Barack Obama being interviewed by Trevor Noah. Slow clap for the anti-entertainment crew, the very serious political crew. How did they get Trump? I can't imagine. I can't. By the way, he happens to be wrong about this. When he says that the Democrats are the majority party, he is right on a federal level right now in terms of the House and in terms of the presidential vote. He is certainly wrong on the state level. On the state level, right now, The state level chambers, Republicans control about 3,900 seats in state legislative houses, and the Democrats control about 3,400 seats in state legislative houses. And when it comes to state senates, Republicans control 32 state senates. Democrats control 18. Okay, so no, that is not correct. Hey, it turns out we do have a series. The reason he hates the Senate, of course, is because he dislikes the fact that there are institutional obstacles to cramming down his pure mob rule majoritarian ideas on everybody else. That's really what he wants to do. And then people wonder why Republicans and conservatives feel threatened. We understand that you guys want to get rid of all the militating institutions that preserve individual rights. We get it. We understand that you just want a bare majority to force itself on the bare minority, that you don't want any of those rights protected so long as the communal interests cut the other way. And it's not just Obama, obviously. It's people like this Biden inaugural official. So there's a Biden inaugural official named Stephanie Cutter, right? She was also a member of the Team Hillary and a member of the Obama team as well. Right, so Stephanie Cutter tweeted out in the wake of the statement by Jen O'Malley Dillon, who is one of Biden's deputy chiefs of staff. She suggested that Republicans were effers, right? So now Stephanie Cutter, who was a longtime senior advisor to Barack Obama, said, quote, "This story is based on one anonymous donor. Really? And does anyone really disagree with the sentiment? This is because Axios ran a piece saying that some Biden aides were worried that O'Malley Dillon had called the GOP effers." So Stephanie Cutter said, "This story is based on one anonymous donor. Really? Does anyone really disagree with the sentiment? Jen just had the guts to say it. Will Republicans prove her wrong? Doubt it." Okay, well, so in other words, she's right. Right, so you have a top Obama official and a top Biden official both saying that Republicans are effers. But don't worry, guys, it's time for unity. It's time to get together. Why won't Republicans just give it up? Why won't Republicans just, you know, sit down and shut up? More on this in a moment. But first, let's talk about the fact that you do not want to be exposing your data these days. Okay, we just have been talking about this massive Russian hack attack, okay, like against every major company in the world, apparently, and major governments and everything. You need to protect your online data. You really do. And this is why you need ExpressVPN. Did you know that your own ISP knows every single website you visit? What's worse, they can sell that information to ad companies and tech giants who will then use the data to target you. ExpressVPN puts a stop to it. It creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so your online activity cannot be seen by anyone. I use ExpressVPN on all my devices, and it works on everything. Phones, laptops, even routers. Everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can still be protected, even if they don't themselves have ExpressVPN. The best part is, ExpressVPN, really easy. You fire up the app, you click a button, you are now protected. So, if you are like me and you believe that your data should remain under your own purview, secure yourself by visiting expressvpn.com/ben today. Use my exclusive link, expressvpn.com/ben. You get an extra 3 months for free. That's expressvpn.com/ben to get started. expressvpn.com/ben. Meanwhile, you have MSNBC host Mehdi Hasan suggesting that Donald Trump should be overtly prosecuted for COVID deaths. Yes, the era of good feelings is here, guys. There will be no recriminations. It's not going to be about punishing the other side. It's not about viciousness or cruelty. It is simply about, you know, bringing back a time of unity and togetherness. That's why we're now calling for the prosecution of the sitting president of the United States for the effects of a global pandemic that have killed millions of people all over the planet.
Donald Trump killed hundreds of thousands of people or presided over the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people, preventable death, here at home in the United States of America. And that, for me, you know, you talk about morally abominable. It's sociopathic. Yeah. And I think people should be held to account. I think they should be prosecuted. The people behind these preventable deaths should be prosecuted when they leave office on January 20th.
So this is where things stand in our culture right now, is that people must be punished. People must be punished. Charles Blow has another terrible column in the New York Times. I mean, it's another week, so of course he has another terrible column saying just the same thing, right? He says, Joe Biden, as he has always said, is seeking to be a unifying president, to be the president of the people who didn't vote for him, as well as the ones who did. I want to have that same optimistic spirit, but I admit my attempts at it may falter. I don't want to be the person who holds a grudge, but I also don't want to be the person who ignores a lesson. The act of remembering that so many Americans were willing to continue the harm to me and others and to the country itself isn't spiteful, but wise. So in other words, remember that so many people voted for Trump. They are the enemy. They are the enemy. Anybody who voted for Trump is the enemy. Meanwhile, you got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar openly suggesting that we have to go after Hollywood stars who do not go along with the prevailing political norms. Right? Here's how it feels to be, for those who are not conservative who listen to the show, understand how it feels to be a conservative in America. Okay? And facts don't care about your feelings, but the facts happen to back up these particular feelings. Hey, there is a tsunami of institutional hatred against people who think differently than the left. The left is in control of the scientific establishment. The left is in control of the university establishment. They're in control of the media establishment. They're in control of the entertainment establishment. They're in control of the sports establishment. They're in control of the government establishment as well, particularly in the administrative state. It feels as though everywhere you turn, there are people who are sneering at you. Now, there are people on the hardcore left who say, good, that's the way it should be. But if you are a good-hearted liberal and you wish to have open conversations with people, what you're going to have to decide is whether you wish to make common cause with the sneerers or whether you wish to make common cause with people who still believe in individual rights. Because here's the thing. There's a high correlation between the people who sneer at people who think differently and the people who wish to shut those people down and violate individual rights in the process. Now, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has a piece in The Hollywood Reporter. I mean, it's the perfect confluence of celebrity, saying that celebrities deserve a legacy-killing backlash when they spread ignorance. He says, the only thing people enjoy more than watching a celebrity's rocketing ascent to international fame is watching an aging celebrity's flaming plummet to the hard, cold ground of disgrace and obscurity. It is both a warning against hubris, believing you're too famous to fall, and a reminder that the same people who made you popular can turn on you. Some, like Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein, committed heinous acts to obliterate their achievements. But social media has provided a weapon for others to commit instantaneous career suicide and destroy any good faith legacy they spent a lifetime building, like Howard Hughes, whose contributions to aviation and filmmaking were overshadowed by such eccentricities as collecting his own nail clippings in jars. These figures are obscuring their own careers. So he talks about Rudy Giuliani. And then he talks about J.K. Rowling. Right? J.K. Rowling is super bad. Terrible, 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 because J.K. Rowling says that boys and girls exist. Says Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, she deserves the hatred. He says, her anti-trans tweets may not only damage the Harry Potter and Fantastic Beasts franchises, they could have tainted her entire literary legacy. Even the stars of the movies, Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, Rupert Grint, Eddie Redmayne, have spoken out against her position. Well, you know, if Eddie Redmayne says a thing, woohoo! Well then, hold the fort. John Cleese's tone-deaf defense of Rowling left many fans bitterly disappointed, tarnishing his reputation. And then he goes after John Voight. And then he goes after Roseanne Barr. He goes after basically anybody who disagrees with him. He says, many Americans imbue stars with political and social intelligence they just don't have. Great success in one field can lead to the delusion that all your thoughts are great, says the former basketball center who is now writing in The Hollywood Reporter about politics. Yes, yes, it can, can't it? It does, it's true. There are a lot of people who think that because they're famous, they know things. Isn't that interesting? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. The irresponsibility of tweeting irrational and harmful opinions to millions, regardless of the damaging consequences to their country or people's lives, proves these stars deserve the harsh backlash. Again, we are back in the mode of all that matters here is the effect that it has on leftist feelings. That's all that matters. And there will be a backlash to all this. There will. And it's going to be ugly when it comes. We'll get to more of this in just 1 second. First, investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify. NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. With NRIA, you could see a 10% return on monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today. Receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now, 800-754-83. That is 800-754-83 or visit NRIA.net. An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net. Alrighty, coming up, we'll be joined by Kelsey Bolar of the Independent Women's Forum to talk about AB5. That's California's bizarre labor bill that is now basically outlawing Santa. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
The need has always been there. The need for food, shelter, compassion. This year, it just happens to be greater. If you need help, please reach out. If you can give help, please reach within. In a year with fewer red kettles, your $25 monthly donation helps rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is, I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint. All is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
Alana was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it's cancer. As a parent, when you're told this type of news, you're going to do whatever you can do for your babies. When we got to St. Jude is when I realized that, no, you're not going to get a bill for anything. I don't have to worry about it. They're saying we're going to help save her. We're not going to charge you anything. This is what we do.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, California continues to be one of the worst governed states in the union, if not the worst governed. One of the most idiotic bills that is passed in California was a bill designed to basically shut down places like Uber and Lyft by reclassifying independent contractors as employees, which of course means that companies can no longer hire people for particular jobs without covering their benefits, which means they just don't hire them or they go out of business. Joining us on the line to discuss the ramifications of this for Christmas particularly is Kelsey Bolar, senior policy analyst at the Independent Women's Forum. Kelsey, thanks so much for joining the show.
Hey, Ben. Thanks for having me.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about AB 5 and what exactly is happening with Santa Claus in California? They're killing Christmas with this thing.
AB 5 is a California law that took effect at the beginning of this year. As you said, it forces businesses and companies to reclassify its independent contractors as traditional W-2 or for full-time employees, basically forcing the millions of freelance workers or independent contractors into choosing either to be a traditional 9-to-5 employee or don't work at all, because now businesses and companies' hands are tied because they can no longer hire these individuals as freelance contractors, and they cannot afford in many cases to hire them with the expenses that come with a W-2 or full-time employee gig, which includes healthcare benefits, employment protections, unemployment insurance, and more, not to mention the whole legal and accounting logistical problems that come along with it. So this law got a lot of pushback that I'm sure many of your listeners have heard about throughout the year, and a lot of professions with political ties and deep pockets were able to successfully lobby for their exemptions. And then Uber and Lyft and other ride-sharing companies were able to successfully get exempted from the law through Proposition 22, which California passed in the November election. So what's happened is that has left these little-known independent contract workers like Santa Claus, who just works a couple freelance gigs seasonally, out of work. So the little guy is essentially stuck trying to make a living in this unworkable law, while the powerful and politically connected industries were successfully able to lobby for their own special treatment exemption.
And once again, just evidence that the government always achieves the opposite of what it intends to do. It was designed to protect Santa from exploiting his own elves, but it turns out that it just put Santa out of work. So, well, Kelsey, you've been following, I'm sure, this tremendous spate of companies that are leaving California. Obviously, Daily Wire is one of them. We brought our 100 employees to Nashville and to South Florida. But we are not the only ones. Obviously, Oracle is now leaving. We've seen a bevy of companies leaving. Do you think that's going to slow anytime in the near future? Is that exodus going to continue?
It's going to continue, and I have to just say, if a law is bad for Santa Claus, I think it's pretty safe to assume that it's bad for everyone, and anybody who is supporting it is basically the Grinch, which is what's happening in California. But what Americans need to know is this law isn't unique to California. It's a law that's being pushed by a lot of labor union supporters, and there's a version of it called the PRO Act that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have both endorsed. And so it was unfortunate to see that California voters realized too late, once the law had already took effect, that, hey, this actually isn't going to work for us. It's driving a lot of different industries out of business. Some of them got their special exemptions. Thousands and thousands of them, again, are left out, like Santa Claus. But what we need to realize is the left is pushing for these types of laws at the federal level. And you really have to think about in your own life how often you are interacting with people who work as freelance workers. And Americans, this is about a basic right to work when you choose. So many of us, you know, I'm a working mom. We want or need flexible hours. We're caregivers, prioritizing our families. And a full-time traditional 9-to-5 job doesn't work for us. And what these types of laws are trying to tell Americans is that there's only one way you can work, and that is the full-time traditional job that comes with all the fancy benefits that you don't always want or need.
So, Kelsey, you mentioned briefly there the PRO Act, the federal PRO Act. It did pass the Nancy Pelosi-controlled House in early February. What exactly is the PRO Act for people who are not, you know, real aficionados of labor law?
Well, it would force businesses and employers to reclassify independent contractors or freelance workers to traditional full-time employees. And millions of Americans work independently. And this is what happened in California. This was championed by websites like Vox, who then realized this actually doesn't work and we need to fire 200 of our writers because of it. And I fear that's what's going to happen in this country, where, you know, it maybe is coming from good intentions. It'd be nice, you know, if everybody had these benefits, but companies and businesses can't afford to give out all of these benefits. And so this is going to result in massive numbers of job losses, opportunities. And, you know, when so many Americans are forced to choose between working this traditional 9-to-5 job or not working at all, they're going to drop out of the labor force and not work at all. You know, this is coming from a political body that claims to want to support women. Well, women are often those who choose to prioritize flexible career opportunities, and the PRO Act would wipe out those opportunities overnight.
It's been Kelsey Bowler, senior policy analyst, Independent Women's Forum. She's also an editor of Bright, a morning newsletter for women by women, and a contributor to The Federalist. Go check out her work today. Kelsey, really appreciate the time.
Thank you, Ben.
All righty. Coming up, we're going to jump into the mailbag. Quick note, by the way, on the PRO Act that Kelsey was mentioning right there, it doesn't merely reclassify all of these employees. The goal there is to essentially ensure that labor unions can organize in this variety of industries like Lyft and Uber and DoorDash. The goal is to also empower the National Labor Relations Board, the most garbage governmental board in America. We here at the Daily Wire abide by all of the relevant laws, statutes, and regulations of the National Labor Relations Act. The National Labor Relations Board, however, makes it a habit of trying to force people to violate their First Amendment rights and say that the NLRB is good and the NLRA is smart, neither of which is true. Currently, the NLRB has been threatening us because I tweeted out at one point that I would not allow my employees to control the editorial direction of the company, which, by the way, is not a strikeable offense under the National Labor Relations Act. Nonetheless, the NLRB has been threatening us nonstop because, and these are the people that the Democrats wish to empower. Why? Well, really, because labor unions pour millions and millions and billions of dollars into Democratic coffers. It's pretty impressive how that grift has gone completely unnoticed by the media. The media are always very interested in dark money. and spending in politics. Until it comes to labor unions, then those are just good-hearted folks who are attempting to make a buck for the blue-collar man. Or alternatively, they're very largely corrupt organizations. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Dan's Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support, as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
0065.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. We are jumping into the mail busy, as producer Savvy calls it. That would be the mailbag for those of us who speak, you know, the king's English. So let's just jump right in. By the way, if you're a subscriber at dailywire.com/subscribe, use code WASH for 20% off, and your question could enter the mailbag. Ben says, I'm a researcher in transportation and safety. My field was already having requests for diversity research crammed down to begin, superseding actual transit material and safety research. For example, the U.S. Department of Transportation is awarding and highlighting the research of diversity represented at bus stops. Important. Making matters more concerning is that such funding is directed at the future of transportation research and development via graduate students. Given the inexperience of Pete Buttigieg and the narrative being the great diversity he brings, do you expect a setback in transportation infrastructure research and development? Thanks for all you do. Well, yeah, I mean, obviously every dollar is going to be directed at the broader leftist rubric. It's all about diversity. Obviously, it's all about racial equity. I mean, he said in his little opening speech, Pete Buttigieg suggested that transportation could help solve problems like climate change, racial inequity, environmental justice, right? All the buzzwords. Do I think he's actually going to fix the potholes? Hell no, he's not going to fix the potholes. He was in South Bend not fixing the potholes. But we do know that he proposed to his husband in an airport. And let me tell you, airports are the most romantic places on earth. And that means that he is qualified to be the Secretary of Transportation because he loves airports, loves them. Not only that, also his favorite board game, I'm not kidding, the media reported this, is Ticket to Ride, which means that he's well qualified to be Secretary of Transportation. Since my favorite board game is Risk, I should now be the Secretary of Defense. That's the way this works. Nori says, it seems as though one can't even attend a service at a reform or conservative synagogue without getting an SJW lecture in the rabbi's sermon. This is correct. Quick example. Whenever I tell liberal Jews I now attend an Orthodox synagogue, they almost look down their nose at me and ask how I can stand to be somewhere where women are considered second-class citizens. If only they knew the true meanings behind separate seating, women covering their hair and other customs, they would see that, if anything, women are held up on a pedestal in the Torah and in Judaism. So first of all, this is true. The view of women in sort of the Orthodox Jewish community is that women don't require as much civilization as men, that women tend to be better geared towards spirituality and toward Jewish observance than men are. Men tend to run wild and thus require the strictures of a bevy more commandments, for example, than women do. Women are not bound to a time-bound mitzvot, for example. The idea that men and women are seated separately is not about women being inferior in Orthodox synagogues. It's about the fact that men are obligated in certain aspects of prayer that women are not obligated in, because, again, men require more cudgeling to be good than women do. And two, because there's a baseline assumption that men are going to stare at women during prayer rather than thinking about God, which seems like a fairly good baseline assumption. Nori says, I feel myself feeling a sort of disdain toward my liberal Jewish brothers and sisters, wanted to know how you deal with hypocrisy within Jewish circles. Well, I mean, listen, I don't think that you should disdain people, but I think you can certainly disdain ideas. I think certain ideas are worthy of disdain. And it is one thing to say that you disagree with certain aspects of Orthodox Judaism. That's fine. I don't know many Orthodox Jews who don't. It is another thing to say that you are going to substitute for actual religious observance a bunch of social justice warrior nonsense and then call it religion. This is my critique of Kamala Harris's idiotic Hanukkah video, in which she announced that the message of Judaism and of Hanukkah was light, light, McLighty light, and also joy, McJoy, joy. It turns out that is not, in fact, the message of Hanukkah. And then she spouted some bullcrap about Tikkun Olam, which is what you will hear from Reform and Conservative synagogues, by which they mean the Democratic Party platform and a couple of Hebrew words that I picked up one time at a Sunday school I once attended. Okay, that is not actual religious observance. That is just you attempting to use religion as a cudgel in order to push your own political objectives, which, by the way, it's funny. Folks on the left routinely accuse religious people of doing this, but it's much truer for quote-unquote religious people of the left. See, the question is whether your religious values undergird your politics or whether your politics undergird your religious values. It's a pretty significant question. You will see this on the left all the time. Cory Booker said this, for example. He would say that if you were a traditionally religious person and you believed that homosexual activity was a sin, that was because innately you were a bigot and you were just looking for religious license to be a bigot. So you were a bigot before, and then religion gave you the green light for your bigotry, and so we just need to change that. Okay, what if that's your actual religious stance? Now, the truth is that for folks who are, you know, religious on the left, very often that's precisely what they're doing. They have feelings about abortion, and then they go looking for some sort of scriptural precept to allow them to go along with that. And what they usually come up with is, well, you know, abortion, but the least of these. But the least, ignore this whole portion of the Bible. We'll go here, like this one, right? That seems to be Pastor Pete's version of religion, by the way. That is how he talks about religion. Not as a holistic worldview, but instead as picking and choosing the stuff he likes while ignoring the stuff that he doesn't, which suggests that his politics dominate his actual religious preference. David says, hey, Ben, many southern states were, for a period at least, historically Democrat, and then following Carter have become stalwart Republican states. What led to this change? What is a function of the classical Democrats moving leftward, or their more conservative values, or something rooted in post-Jim Crow sociopolitical life? So if you actually want to know why the South became more Republican, what you have to see is that the South started becoming more Republican as early as the 1930s. So it had nothing to do with desegregation and the reaction to the Civil Rights Act. In fact, it was younger Republicans who started voting en masse in the South after the Civil Rights Act. It was not that a bunch of old Democrats became Republicans. Those people continued to vote Democrat, which is why it took until 1994 for the South to actually be solid Republican territory in those congressional elections. The reason, I mean, George Wallace ran as he was a Democrat. He ran in 1968 as a segregationist Democrat. The reason that people started to shift their political allegiance had much more to do with the rise of industry in the South, the remaking of the economy in the South. Younger Southerners were more likely to be Republican than older Southerners, actually. So Sean Trent has done a good analysis of this. The sort of switch theory, which is that the party switched places because of the Civil Rights Act, it doesn't really hold a lot of water, demographically speaking. Shannon says, when is the next Daily Wire backstage? What topics will you guys be covering? So the next Daily Wire backstage is Monday. That's right. I'm picking up my stuff. I'm heading on over to Nashville and I hang out with the guys in Nashville. I assume we'll talk some Christmassy stuff. Probably do a little bit of politics, but it'll probably be more cultural in orientation, maybe a year in review, what we expect to see in the coming year. And of course, we have some new faces who are going to be available for backstage as well, because I know that Matt Walsh is actually in Nashville. He's actually in Nashville more than I am. Mike says, hey, Ben. Nikki Haley recently wrote an article for the Washington Post claiming President-elect Joe Biden shouldn't change all of Donald Trump's foreign policies. It seems she got a lot of backlash on Twitter. What are your thoughts on this? Thank you. Well, obviously she's right, and the backlash is entirely based on the fact that she was in the Trump administration. And this is the way it's going to work, right? The Democrats are simply going to ignore everything good that Trump did because he was a Republican. That is the way that this works. There are certain things that are obvious goods, and no matter how you slice it, it's an obvious good. It's not something controversial like Obamacare, where you can interpret it as good if you're on the left or interpret it as bad if you're on the right. There are certain good things that happen that are just good. Like, it happens to be a good thing that Israel is now recognized as an actual entity by the United Arab Emirates. It happens to be a good thing that Israel is now recognized by the government of Morocco. It happens to be a good thing that Israel has signed peace agreements with a bevy of Middle Eastern states. Those are all very good things, just objectively. Like, even Joe Biden has admitted those are good things, but he refuses to acknowledge that the assumptions that undergird his own foreign policy undercut those peace agreements. So what Nikki Haley was saying is there's a bunch of good stuff that, by the way, there are a bunch of Democrats who agree that Donald Trump's approach on China has been more muscular than the Democratic approach on China. I've talked with many of them. But because Trump is Trump, they're going to throw out the baby with the bathwater because it would force them to reexamine some of their notions about China and the idea that we can open them by being nice to them, or Iran and the idea that if we just throw cash at them and pretend that they're sweet, they'll be sweet from now on. The backlash against Haley has nothing to do with her ideas. The backlash against Haley has to do with the fact that she served in the Trump administration and that she's not actively anti-Trump. By the way, it's not enough for you to be not in the Trump administration. You have to be actively anti-Trump in order for you to receive the quote-unquote strange new respect that shall be accorded you as long as you surrender. Lauren says, hey, Ben, as a huge fan of your show, I've always wondered how involved you are in the creation of all your content. What's the process like for you when preparing for an episode? Hope you're enjoying the Sunshine State. So a couple of things on that. One, we are going to be releasing a Day in the Life video, so you'll get to see how the sausage is made, so to speak. It is basically me putting together all aspects of the show and then my staff doing a tremendous job of pulling all the resources that I ask them to pull. So I'm very involved in the creation of my own show. Nothing is written for me. Nothing is pre-written for me. I don't allow people to write for me. I write all of my own stuff. The show is not pre-written. The show is pre-outlined. I am a micromanager when it comes to this, so I pick all the clips. I pick all the stories I'm going to talk about. If I have misnamed a clip, my producers will from time to time come in and say, yeah, you think this is a clip, it isn't sweet, or you might be misinterpreting this clip. Maybe give it a second listen. So they do a good job of sort of keeping us on the straight and narrow, but I'm definitely I'm not somebody who outsources the show. And by the way, there are a lot of people who outsource their shows. I don't mean to rip on anybody out there, but as a person who used to work at the lower rungs of talk radio, I can tell you for a fact that I used to pre-write monologues for major hosts. So, you know, in some ways they were acting in the same way that, you know, President Trump or Biden or any other politician is pre-reading a speech. I don't do that. Kip says, hey, Mr. Shapiro, love the show. Do you think the peace Trump mediated in the Middle East will last under a Biden presidency? Keep up the great work. I think the answer is yes. I think the reason the answer is yes is because in all likelihood, there will be a move by Biden to try and warm to Iran. And Saudi Arabia is not going to go, okay, well, you know what? In response to you trying to give more power to Iran, we're just going to break up these nascent relationships in the Middle East. I don't think that's going to happen. Brendan says, hey, Ben, there's been a lot of talk recently about the executions going on during what could potentially be Trump's final month in office. I was just curious about your stance on the death penalty and also whether life imprisonment or execution costs more to the taxpayer. Personally, I've read conflicting articles about which actually costs more. Well, the fact that that is even a question demonstrates that we're spending too much money on execution. It should be a pretty cheap affair. It seems like if you're a person deserving of execution, I'm okay with firing squad. That's all right. So here's the thing about the death penalty. I think the only fair argument against the death penalty, truly, the only fair argument against the death penalty is that it is improperly applied. That it is either inappropriately applied because it's inconsistently applied, meaning some people who should receive it don't, or that you have not enough faith in the justice system and you believe that actual innocent people have been executed or will be executed. If, however, the question is whether the death penalty is ever an appropriate response, the answer is, of course, yes. I mean, have you read some of the case files of the people who are being executed in the last days of the Trump administration? These are people like raped and murdered small children. You rape and murder a small child, I frankly don't care what they do to you. You deserve the death penalty. End of story. And in the most heinous way possible, it costs the least amount of money. So I frankly do not even understand the argument that if you rape and murder a child, you deserve to live your life out in the comfort of taxpayer-provided shelter with food for the next 60 years of your life. That makes zero sense to me at all. So if you want to talk about the misapplication of the death penalty, that I'm open to hearing. If you want to talk about the actual morality of the death penalty, that I think it's very difficult to hear that argument. I don't understand it, frankly. Yanov says, hey, Ben, I'm doing a project in my theory of knowledge class at school diving into the ethical and economic implications of taxation. You've talked extensively about the immoralities behind the wealth tax, which I definitely plan on using in my arguments. I was wondering if you'd be able to elaborate on the ethical and economic consequences behind the progressive tax system and why a flat tax would be preferable both morally and economically. Well, the answer is because once you get into the business of the progressive tax system, what you're attempting to do essentially is achieve equality of outcome. Right now you're engaging in a form of social engineering. You're engaging in how much money do you deserve if you make above a certain amount of money. Now, I deserve exactly the same percentage of my money as I did when I was making less money. I didn't change as a human being, nor did my participation in commerce change. The free market is all based on consensual transactions. If you want to say that a percentage of those transactions needs to be taxed in order to achieve certain government effects, that is fine. But the idea that I should be paying a wildly disproportionate amount of tax because I'm also earning a lot of money seems bizarre to me. I mean, the whole point of a percentage is that it scales up. We're not talking about everybody paying the same absolute amount of money. If I pay 20% of $1 million, I'm paying $200,000 in tax. If I make $100,000, I'm paying $20,000 in tax. It turns out $200,000 is exactly 10 times $20,000. Why this is bewildering to anybody is beyond me. By the way, America has the most progressive individual tax system in the world. We have an incredibly progressive tax system in the United States. That's why when you hear Democrats say the rich aren't paying their fair share, the rich are paying virtually all of the net income taxes in the United States, like all of it. If you want a non-progressive tax system, take a look at Denmark, where everybody making above like 60 grand a year is paying 60% in taxes, and ask the middle class how they're doing over there. Ask how well that's working. So it's always a bizarre... The argument for progressive taxation is never efficacy. It is always a moral one, and I think it's actually deeply immoral to suggest that I deserve a lower percentage of my money because I'm making more money. I'm exactly the same person. I just happen to have engaged in more consensual transactions with people who actually want to buy our product. We'll get to more of your questions in just one second. First, the holiday season sure knows how to lighten your wallet. For many families, December is one of the most expensive months of the year, not to mention the busiest. If you're looking for a fast, easy way to put some money back in your pocket, why not reshop that home and auto insurance rate with Policy Genius? Policy Genius combines a cutting-edge insurance marketplace with help from licensed experts to help save their home and auto customers an average of $1,000 a year. Better yet, really easy to use. First, head on over to PolicyGenius.com, answer a few quick questions about yourself and your property, and then Policy Genius will do the rest. They'll compare rates from over 30 top insurers from Progressive to Nationwide and find you the lowest quotes. Their licensed experts will look at all the ways to maximize your savings, including bundling your home and auto policies. If Policy Genius...
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days' worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint, all is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
The need has always been there. The need for food, shelter, compassion. This year, it just happens to be greater. If you need help, please reach out. If you can give help, please reach within. In a year with fewer red kettles, your $25 monthly donation helps rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show, taking your questions in the vaunted Ben Shapiro Show mailbag. Felicia says, "Dear Ben, I just started reading your book, The People vs. Barack Obama. It's amazing to see what President Obama got away with during his presidency, all while escaping the media and keeping a squeaky clean record in the public eye. What, in your opinion, is the most absurd scandal he got away with unscathed? Were conservative news sources reporting on these scandals at the time? Thank you for everything you do." Well, there were a bevy of them. Yes, conservative news sources were reporting them, and the media were ignoring them and pretending they were nothing. So the most obvious one is the IRS scandal, which is just insane. You had Lois Lerner, who was heading up the IRS, and she was overtly saying to her agents, do not greenlight the 501c3 applications of conservative or Tea Party 501c3s or pro-Israel 501c3s. So it was the complete politicization of IRS processes around tax policy. That's insane. That's insane. And it came about because Barack Obama and members of the Democratic Party had openly said that they were concerned about the abuse of the 501c3 process by conservatives. Weird, because leftists still get 501c3 status for everything. Media Matters, I believe, is a 501c3. Last I checked. So, I mean, kind of political, you may have noticed. The fact that he got away with that just by kind of putting her on unpaid leave or something is pretty wild. Fast and Furious is an amazing scandal. Right? Katie Pavlich over at Town Hall has covered that one extensively. That was the scandal in which Eric Holder and the Department of Justice were facilitating the sale of weapons, of straw purchases in the United States in order to trace guns that were then brought down to Mexico and used in crimes. And presumably the only way that that would have been beneficial to the United States from the perspective of the Obama administration would be to try and shut down gun shops in the United States and blame the United States for the flow of guns down to Mexico. It then turned out that a border agent was killed by one of the guns that was actually pushed down south of the border. I mean, that's a pretty major scandal. We had scandals within the HHS with Kathleen Sebelius. There are certain things that are not even classified as scandals, but certainly are scandals. I mean, the Iran deal itself was a violation of America's national security, and it was done based on overt lying that Ben Rhodes admitted to in print. So it was a scandal-filled administration. There are many, many scandals under Obama, but, of course, they all got ignored because he was a wondrous, wondrous man. Jose says, "Hey, Ben, I hope you're enjoying Florida. When you say America was founded on Judeo-Christian values, what exactly does that mean? Were all of the founders Christians? Were the laws created during our founding based on the commandments or the Bible? It's hard for me to wrap my head around this idea and what it means. Thank you." So what it means is that the Enlightenment springs from certain basic principles that are found in Judaism and then extended to the world via Christianity. Because, of course, Judaism has never been a wildly popular religion, but Christianity is a wildly popular religion. I talk about this all in my book, The Right Side of History, the beginnings of Western philosophy springing from both Athens and Jerusalem. And the basic idea is that human beings made in the image of God, this is the beginning of individual rights. The idea that the human being is capable of comprehending the universe around them and discerning answers from that universe. Right? This is something that comes from the Bible and is reflected actually in Greek thought and is the basis for science. Because if you don't believe that human beings are capable of understanding the universe, well then there's no such thing as an absolute truth for people to pursue. The basic idea that you owe your allegiance to something beyond just the power that is in front of you, right? That is a biblical concept. Those are very basic concepts, but the sort of culture of church going and social fabric and religious community that is still prevalent in Western society up through the beginning of the Enlightenment, particularly, that serves as the basis for all of the human rights that the Enlightenment then forwards. Now, one of the great mistakes of the West has been to get rid of those Judeo-Christian bases. Say religion no longer matters. You know, we've got the Enlightenment, the religion no longer matters. We can just get rid of it. Get rid of the churches. Get rid of the basic idea that human beings are created in God's image, or that God expects things of us, or that we have responsibilities to each other and to God. Get rid of that and everything will be okay. And what has resulted is a hollowed out secularism that eventually has collapsed in on itself in favor of the commune. That's sort of the story of the right side of history that I tell in that particular book. Daniel says, "Hey, Ben, have you heard of ranked choice voting? If so, could you explain and give your opinion on it?" So I'm in favor of ranked choice voting. I kind of like the idea. So the basic idea is this. Normally, you would vote for Trump or Biden. What happens if you like George Jorgensen? Well, you don't want to waste your votes. You vote for Trump, right? But in ranked choice voting, here's how it would work. On your ballot, you'd write Joe Jorgensen. Then, second on your ballot, you'd write Trump. If Joe Jorgensen isn't in the top two candidates, then it's not like your ballot gets thrown out. We just look at your second preference. This would embolden third parties. It would increase the amount of support for people who are not inside the mainstream two parties. It would create more ideological back and forth between various parties. I think it would be a good thing. I'm in favor. I like ranked choice voting. Lizzie, final question of today's mailbag. "Hey, Ben, Would you rather permanently live in L.A. but never have to speak to Knowles again, or live in the same house as Knowles and have guaranteed Republican presidents for the next 12 years? Oh, my God. How big is the house? I'm going to assume a big enough house that I don't commit suicide. But for the sake of my country, I'll live in a very large house. Well, or, can Knowles live in the outhouse? Like, I feel like there's some loopholes to this question that I might be able to exploit, getting the best of both worlds. Alrighty, coming up, we'll get back into the latest on COVID. Vice President Mike Pence took his COVID vaccine today. It is safe. It is secure for him. We are also going to get into the left pushing for a particular vaccine rollout strategy that is absolutely eugenic. I mean, racist. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The U.S. added a second COVID-19 vaccine to its arsenal Friday, boosting efforts to beat the coronavirus.
The Food and Drug Administration authorized emergency use Friday of the vaccine developed by Moderna and the National Institutes of Health. The decision comes days after health workers and nursing home residents began getting a similar coronavirus shot from Pfizer and BioNTech. Extra doses from a second vaccine are urgently needed as U.S. deaths hit all-time highs and some hospitals are running out of beds. But even with additional candidates in the pipeline, there won't be enough for the general population until spring, and shots will be rationed in the meantime.
Keith Peters reporting. Lawmakers gave themselves another 48 hours in order to agree on a COVID-19 relief package. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says negotiators are close.
I think we're very close to solving that, so we'll do a two-day continuum funding, and hopefully we'll get this all done and voted on by this weekend.
But New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says the GOP is fighting direct payments of more than $600 to individuals.
$600 is not enough. It's more than zero, but we need to, really make sure that we hold the Republican Party accountable for cutting people's stimulus checks in half.
Lawmakers aiming for a vote on Sunday. Tens of millions of people expected to travel to family gatherings or winter vacations over the Christmas holiday, despite pleas by public health experts who feared the result could be another surge in COVID-19 cases. In the U.S., AAA is predicting about 85 million people will travel between December 23rd and January 3rd, most of them by car. And if that turns out to be true, that would be a drop of nearly one-third of the volume from a year ago, but still a massive movement of people in the middle of a pandemic. AAA says gas this week is averaging $2.21 a gallon. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010. Or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010. Or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The number of people in the United Kingdom who lost their jobs hit a record high in the 3 months through October during the run-up to the planned ending of a government salary support plan.
Official figures show that redundancies reached 370,000 in the August to October period, a record for a three-month period. At the end of October, the British government had planned to end the job retention scheme, which paid the majority of the salaries of people who had become idle but were kept on company payrolls. That program was eventually extended until the spring after the government announced a second national lockdown for England during November. Jeremy House reporting.
French President Emmanuel Macron blamed his COVID-19 on a combination of negligence and bad luck, urging his compatriots to stay safe as critics called out slip-ups in his behavior. This is townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says COVID-19 rates in her state are declining, and she's lifting prohibitions on in-person learning and some other venues.
Indoor venues where people can stay masked and socially distanced, places like movie theaters and stadiums and bowling alleys and casinos, are permitted to reopen.
At a news conference earlier on Friday, Whitmer expressed frustration, hearing that the state will be receiving fewer batches of vaccine this year than they were promised.
There are millions of Pfizer vaccines, many right here in Portage, Michigan, that are waiting to be shipped.
Michigan is slated to receive about 257,000 doses of the vaccines initially. Jupiter and Saturn will merge in the night sky Monday, appearing closer than they have since the 17th century. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons. Or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9. Or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Apparently, Southern California is now at 0% ICU capacity. According to the LA Times, addressing Angelenos from his mayoral residence instead of City Hall on Thursday night, LA Mayor Eric Garcetti warned that LA County may be required to formally declare a system-wide crisis in its hospitals in the coming days. At a time when the virus has infiltrated LA like never before, the mayor was speaking from home because his 9-year-old daughter Maya had tested positive for COVID-19. So far, he and his wife are both testing negative. Earlier in the day, the availability of ICU beds throughout Southern California hit 0%. Officials warn conditions in hospitals are expected to erode further if COVID-19 continues to spread unchecked. They are going to have some more resources brought to bear to increase the ICU bed capacity, but LA was always understaffed in terms of ICU bed capacity. Like Washington, D.C. particularly has a lot of ICU beds. Not true in LA. The state defines the Southern California region as Imperial, Inyo, L.A., Mono, Orange, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Ventura counties. The number of hospitalized COVID-19 patients in L.A. County has increased at a staggering pace, says the L.A. Times, for much of September and October. About 100 patients a day with COVID-19 were being admitted into hospitals in L.A. County daily. There are now about 600 new COVID-19 patients requiring hospitalizations daily in the county. With the ICUs filled, hospitals are going to step up measures to ensure that the sickest patients still get the highest level of care possible during the crisis. This means moving some patients who would typically be in intensive care to other areas of the hospital, like the ER. So what exactly does that mean? The LA Times says, ICU capacity is the number of staffed beds available at a point in time. ICUs are staffed by highly trained nurses and physicians who provide round-the-clock care to their patients. The limiting factor is usually the staff rather than, for example, physical beds. The state determines a region's ICU capacity with a weighted formula to ensure some ICU beds remain open for non-COVID patients. When a state says a region has reached 0%, it may actually still have some beds available. Capacity fluctuates when patients go to the ICU and others exit. Once the beds are full, a hospital goes into surge mode. That's usually 20% over usual capacity. But when ICUs are stretched beyond capacity, you could have a decline in quality of care. So this is obviously scary stuff. And again, LA's been locked down tight. That's scary stuff. LA was never wide open. I mean, I left LA. It's been locked down tighter since I left. And they're still seeing this massive surge. I think one of the reasons you're seeing this massive surge, by the way, is because so many people have been so confused by the variety of orders and also by the unscientific nature of so many of the orders put forth that many people are just throwing out the baby with the bathwater. And they're like, you know what? Not doing it. Not doing it. Like when I get from LA County that I'm not allowed to eat outdoors, and I know that's nonsense. When LA County says that small business owners have to shut down, but big box stores can continue to operate, even if the small business owners are doing their best to make sure that COVID is protected against, forget it. I understand the sentiment. You just have to be real careful about that sentiment turning into something that is anti-scientific generally. But this does spring from the scientific community's unwillingness to stick to business. And one of the things that we have noticed is that the scientific community increasingly has been infused with politics, and it's really ugly, and it does have impact on COVID. So you'll recall not all that long ago that when Joe Biden was putting together his team, he actually had a lady come out and talk about racial equity in COVID policy. Right? She came out and she said that when we make COVID policy, we have to make sure that racial equity is top of mind. We have to really put our focus there. And I said at the time, no, actually, we have to make sure that health is at the top of mind. Right? Racial equity is not the chief issue here because COVID does not care about your skin color. Right? The people who are most affected should be highest on the list for care. But there are actual people, actual real people being quoted by the New York Times talking about how we should actually actively discriminate against white people who are elderly and vulnerable specifically because they are white. So, for example, the New York Times ran a piece about a week and a half ago in which they quoted a person named Harold Schmidt. He is an expert in ethics and health policy at the University of Pennsylvania. He said it is reasonable to put essential workers ahead of older adults given their risks and that they are disproportionately minorities. Quote, older populations are whiter, Dr. Schmidt said. Society is structured in a way that enables them to live longer. Instead of giving additional health benefits to those who already had more of them, we can start to level the playing field a bit. So in other words, if you have a 20-year-old essential worker who is black and not at high risk of death, give that person the vaccine as opposed to the 85-year-old with diabetes living in a nursing home. Because that person's probably white. Because, you see, the structures of power in the United States have led to more old white people than old black people as a proportion. And this means, yeah, let the olds eat. Old white people, they can go. We'll just keep these essential workers who are really not at high risk anyway. It's insane. The CDC, by the way, has been trying to integrate its quote-unquote social vulnerability index. That index includes 15 measures derived from the census, like overcrowded housing, lack of vehicle access, and poverty, to determine how urgently a community needs support, with the goal of reducing inequities. Again, why is the goal reducing inequities? Why isn't the goal saving lives? And when you are triaging resources, you go to the most urgent places first. And you cannot determine the urgency by race. You should be determined, age is significantly more a variable than race is. If you're going to rank variables, it would go most like obesity is the number one complicating factor because it leads to things like diabetes and heart disease. So pre-existing conditions first, then age, then probably poverty status, and then race. So why are we like going to fourth? And the answer, of course, is because everything has to be seen through this lens. Apparently, 18 states intend to apply that CDC socioeconomic index to determine how they tranche out the vaccines. Chuck Ludlam, former Senate aide and biotech industry lobbyist, he said they need to have bomb-proof, fact-based, public health-based reasons for why one group goes ahead of another. They've provided no explanation here that will withstand public scrutiny. Further complicating matters, according to the New York Times, the different priority groups discussed by the CDC committee are overlapping. Many essential workers have high-risk conditions. Some are older than 65. Some states have suggested they will prioritize only essential workers who come face-to-face with the public, while others have not prioritized them at all. Mark Perrone, president of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, which represents 1.3 million grocery and food processing workers, said despite the high rate of infection among his members, he thought older adults should go first. Correct. But Dr. Nirav Shah, Maine's top public health official, said he respectfully disagreed, repeating the explanation he had given to his in-laws, who are older but in good health and also able to socially distance. He said, I've told them, you know what? I'm sorry, there are others I need to get this vaccine to first, so when you guys get vaccinated, the world you come back into is ready to receive you. Okay, Johns Hopkins University has done heavy research on this sort of stuff. And as Dr. Marty Makary, frequent guest on the program, has explained, we sort of know how to tranche this thing out. But we are not tranching it out in a way that makes sense. And we are doing so for political reasons. We'll get to some of the other things we could be doing to tranche out the vaccine in the smartest possible fashion, but we are just not doing. We'll get to that in just 1 second. But first, let's talk about your safety and security at home. This time of year, a lot of people showing up at that front doorstep. You don't know who they are. You want to know who they are. If somebody rings that doorbell, you want to know from anywhere you are exactly who is on your porch, delivering a package, or maybe it's just somebody stopping by who you don't really want to deal with. Ring does it all for you. It keeps your home safe and secure. Also allows you to keep an eye on all aspects of your home. I have 3 kids under 7. That means I am constantly tasked with keeping 1 pair of eyes on 3 separate human beings. Doesn't always go great. That's why I need Ring. Ring has everything you need to keep an eye on your home this holiday season and throughout the year. You can see and speak to whomever is at your door from anywhere with Ring video doorbells. Keep an eye on every corner of your house with easy-to-install indoor and outdoor cams. You can help protect your whole home with Ring Alarm. It's a powerful, affordable whole home security system you can easily install yourself. For a limited time, head on over to ring.com/Shapiro for special holiday offers. That is ring.com/Shapiro. Check them out right now. When we moved, my wife's first words after thank you were, we should get some Ring devices on the house. We have. You should too. Go to ring.com/Shapiro for special holiday offers. Again, ring.com/Shapiro. Okay, so here's the thing. There are things that we can do to tranche out the vaccine in smarter fashion, right? We could be tranching it out by health condition, by age. Give it to the people most likely to die. We should also be making sure that we are not giving vaccines to people who are already immune. Why aren't we antibody testing people before we give them a vaccine? If you already have the antibodies, why in the world are we wasting a vaccine dose on you? Yeah, this is a serious question. Even if those antibody tests are only about 80% accurate, you're going to be saving millions and millions of doses. Because there are tens of millions of people who have never tested for COVID because they were asymptomatic, or who had such a mild case they never bothered getting tested. And those people could have antibodies. Why would you waste a vaccine dose on them rather than somebody who needs it more? Doesn't make any sense. Paul Romer won a Nobel Prize in economics recently. He said we should absolutely be doing this. It makes no sense at all. I understand that there are a lot of people who resist the antibody test because they're angry that conservatives have been promoting antibody tests since the beginning to try to determine the actual level of prevalence in the population. Doesn't change the fact that wasting vaccine doses is doing nobody any good. Also, why exactly would we not be tranching these things out as fast as humanly possible? So right now, there's been a lot of talk about the fact that these vaccines require 2 doses, right? You have 1 shot and then about 3 weeks or a month later, you get a booster shot. The U.S. government has been basically storing the second dose. Why? Are we just not believing that in a month we'll have produced more doses? Like, these things are going to come online. And one thing that we absolutely do know is that the first dose does provide some level of protection immediately. So it's not as though the thing goes from 0 to 100 with the second dose. And for that whole month, you're just as vulnerable as you were before you took the first dose. That is not correct. You're given substantial protection by dose number 1, and then you're given nearly complete protection by dose number 2. So why would we not be doubling the amount of vaccine that we are putting out there right now by simply giving out all the vaccine right now, particularly to people who are elderly and vulnerable, and then come back in a month when there's another tranche, and we will have industry that has developed this? It doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense. Now, the fact that so much of this has been infused with politics is really bad for the scientific establishment. It is really bad for COVID policy as well. It's also not a giant shock. Unfortunately, a lot of our scientific establishment has been taken over the past 10 years by woke leftists who have decided that they have to infuse science with politics. It's ugly stuff. Whether we're talking about COVID policy, whereby scientists go out there and claim that racism is a public health issue, so go out and spit on each other in the middle of a pandemic, or whether you're talking about this insane piece from the New England Journal of Medicine out today, New England Journal of Medicine, probably the most prestigious medical journal in America. There's a piece called Failed Assignments, Rethinking Sex Designations on Birth Certificates. So the New England Journal of Medicine is now printing a piece suggesting that sex designations on birth certificates offer no clinical utility and can be harmful for intersex and transgender people. That's nuts. So they are saying that if you write on a birth certificate the sex of a child, that has no medical utility, except for you know all of the medical utility, such as that girl babies and boy babies are not treated the same in a variety of ways. They have different growth charts, for example. They have completely different possible conditions. Like, the hell are you talking about? And we have to do this because it might be offensive to a transgender person 20 years down the line when they look back at their birth certificate from 20 years ago. So now we are supposed to pretend that when the transgender person was born, they were a member of the opposite sex without any evidence that they are. So we are changing the laws of biology, and we are also changing the laws of time. So we're violating physics and biology, all in the name of science. Really well done, guys. I can't imagine why exactly you guys are blowing out your own credibility in the scientific community. Well done. All right, in just a second, we're going to get to the New York Times beclowning itself again, like a serious beclowning over at the New York Times. First, let's talk about something delicious you can do for the holidays. I'm talking about Omaha Steaks. Now, this is a gift. Okay, so you open that mail. Somebody sent you a Christmas package. What is it? It is the deluxe griller's assortment featuring butcher's cut filet mignons, 4 top sirloins, 8 boneless chicken breasts, 8 Omaha Steaks burgers, 8 gourmet jumbo franks, 8 individual scalloped potatoes, 8 caramel apple tartlets, and 1 jar of signature seasoning. You get that in the mail for Christmas, you are going to be a happy camper. And you should know that when you send gifts to everybody else on your list this year, Omaha Steaks, that is a great gift. I know, because they sent me an actual kosher one. I was like the only person who's ever gotten a kosher Omaha Steak. They actually made one just for me. Unbelievable stuff. It's perfectly aged 100% American grain-finished steak for the ultimate in tenderness, juiciness, and flavor. Omaha Steaks delivers guaranteed quality and safety with every single order. And right now, when you order that deluxe griller's assortment, you also get 4 free Omaha Steaks burgers and a free digital meat thermometer with my code Shapiro at omahasteaks.com. Just head on over to omahasteaks.com. You type Shapiro into the search bar to get the special deal, and you get that deluxe griller's assortment with all of those special extras at an exclusive price available only to my listeners. That is one heck of a holiday gift. Go check them out right now, omahasteaks.com. Type Shapiro into that search bar to get started. Already coming up, the New York Times has thoroughly beclowned itself with the 1619 Project. Now they have thoroughly beclowned themselves again. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, so I joined Dental Lifeline Network. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
To learn more, visit willyouseeone.org, furnished by Dental Lifeline Network.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is, I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint. All is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, in keeping with the science, Andrew Cuomo, very scientific guy. First of all, he is lecturing restaurant owners that they should be very happy that he has basically destroyed their entire livelihood. Because, you know, if he hadn't destroyed their livelihood, then they'd have to go into complete shutdown, which would destroy their livelihood. Well, you can't kill them twice, Governor. Here is Andrew Cuomo. I'm talking about the old people and the restaurant industry. Here is Andrew Cuomo telling restaurateurs that they should be very grateful for him.
I have all sorts of people who are concerned. Well, you went down to 25% indoor dining. You canceled indoor dining. You're requesting more testing for people in salons, lower capacity in gyms. Yes to all of them. That is not the real problem. We're trying to change the trajectory. Well, I'm upset that you're trying to change the trajectory. You should be happy, because if we don't change the trajectory, we're going to go to shutdown, and then your business is going to close. And that, my friends, is a real problem.
So I want to note here that he's closing businesses so as to avoid closing businesses. He's burning the village in order to save it. Speaking of which, new policy from Governor Cuomo. You ready for this one? This is the New York Post reporting today. Big Apple eatery owners were thrown into a panic Thursday night when the Cuomo administration dropped new rules that barred patrons in outdoor spaces from using their indoor bathrooms. Oh, yes, that's right. First, you're going to be forced to eat in 30-degree weather outside in New York. And then you can't poop. You just hold it for the rest of time, apparently. You go into gastric distress. Because you go into septic shock because Andrew Cuomo wants you to hold your pee-pee. The initial guidance released publicly by Capo Lanjani, counsel to Bill de Blasio, stated, customers are not allowed to enter the inside of an SLA-licensed establishment for any reason while the guidance is in effect. One of the questions on the document says, if my SLA-licensed establishment is offering outdoor dining, may I allow customers to use the bathroom inside? No, the reply states, customers may not enter the inside of the establishment for any reason. I mean, I'm sorry, that's insane. That's crazy. Apparently, the guidance was changed by the state liquor authority overnight, albeit very quietly and buried in a question and answer section. They said, now customers can now use the bathroom and can enter through the interior to get to a backyard. We're working on addressing issues. Oh, well, you know, now that you've changed it, I totally trust you. Thank you for your panic-inducing statement that people can eat at your restaurant, but not walk inside alone in an empty building to go to the bathroom. Well done. What's the data to back that? Oh, wait, there is no data to back that. But we don't need data. We don't need data. We have the science. Right? The science is different than data. The science, with a capital S and with like a little trademark at the end, that just means whatever Democrats say. Okay, meanwhile, the New York Times absolutely beclowned itself again. So they have the 1619 Project, which they Pulitzer Prize-winning beclowning. Now, the New York Times has had to retract its hit podcast series, Caliphate. So they had this podcast, made them a boatload of money. It was called Caliphate from 2018. It was the radicalization tale of a young Canadian who went to Syria, joined ISIS, and became an executioner before escaping the hold of the Caliphate. Well, now it turns out that the person the New York Times used as the chief source was just a liar. Canadian authorities accused the man, Shirozi Chowdhury, of lying about the activities. He currently faces criminal charges in a federal court in Ontario of perpetrating a terrorism hoax. Dean Baquette, the New York Times executive editor, told NPR, we fell in love with the fact that we had gotten a member of ISIS who would describe his life in the caliphate and would describe his crimes. I think we were so in love with it that when we saw evidence that maybe he was a fabulist, when we saw evidence he was making some of it up, we didn't listen hard enough. Oh, you mean the New York Times falls in love with narratives to the point where it ignores data? No, you don't say. You mean that if you tell the New York Times what they want to hear, they'll just run with it? Impossible. Impossible. Not from the same people who said that 1776 was fought in order to preserve slavery and made Nicole Hannah Jones' de facto editor. No, 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 no. That's crazy. By the way, just noting, Sam Dolnick, when this thing was released, an assistant managing editor, said, quote, Caliphate represents the modern New York Times style. Yes, yes, it does, doesn't it? It's ambitious, rigorous, hard-nosed reporting combined with first-rate digital storytelling. We're taking our audience to dangerous places they have never been before, and we are doing it with more transparency than we ever have before. They won a bunch of awards. They got a bunch of new paying subscribers. The person who did this particular podcast, whose name is Kalamachi, Rukmini Kalamachi, he said he gave us a gift with the story. Well, now it turns out the whole thing was just a lie. The Times resisted revisiting Chowdhury's story until his arrest, when Canadian officials charged him with lying about participating in terrorist activities. A separate internal review of Caliphate's reporting process was led by senior investigative editor Dean Murphy. He found Kalamachi and her editors repeatedly failed to push hard enough to verify Chowdhury's claims. They came back and said, if you look at the guy's story, there's not enough powerful evidence he was who he claimed to be for us to justify that story, Baquette says. Baquette says the Times had no evidence Chowdhury had ever been to Syria. It couldn't show he had joined ISIS, much less that he had ever killed civilians. His account was riddled with holes and inconsistencies and contradictions. Well done, New York Times. I wonder, are they going to be dinged in the Facebook News ecosystem quality score? I have a feeling not, right? They get to preserve their badge as objective journalists who are excellent at their jobs, despite blowing yet another massive story. Already coming up, we're going to be joined by Douglas Murray, author of The Madness of Crowds, to talk about the UK kicking back at least a little bit against wokeness. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hmm.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting. Star.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Racist. Even the authors of that test said this is not a real world applicable test because it, number one, can be gamed. You can actually do the test again and get a different result. And number two, there's no actual association between your score on that test and if you are racist in real life. So what exactly did the UK find about unconscious bias training?
That's right. Well, I wrote a couple of months ago that it was no good this government, we've got a conservative government, it's got an 80-seat majority. I said there's no good this government telling universities, for instance, that they shouldn't be doing the woke nonsense. It's no good the government telling private business what to do if its own civil servants, you know, its own employees are being put through all of this stupid hoop jumping themselves. And I said months ago that if this government wanted to get anywhere, it should start by cleaning the asbestos from its own system. Fortunately, it started doing that. I'm rather surprised myself. I'm used to calling on Conservative governments to do sensible things, and I'm also used to being completely ignored by them. However, on this occasion, they actually seem to be listening. And yes, the so-called implicit bias testing, which, as you say, I mean, two out of the three Harvard academics who started it have said it's just not fit for the purpose it's currently being rolled out for. This implicit bias training was being done across the civil service. We in the UK, like you in the US, are in an incredibly dire financial situation. We need every imaginable part of the public sector and every other to be working towards getting our economy out of this China-created hole. And what we need least is our civil servants and public employees being put through days of training to discover that if they are racist, they're racist, and if they're not racist, they're racist, because every time the so-called anti-racists win, and their idea of winning is proving that everybody else is a racist. So, yeah, time has been called on at least a little sector of their intolerable racket.
And so, meanwhile, there was another decision that drove an enormous amount of ire in the UK over the last month or so. This was a decision by three high court judges who said that children under the age of 16 do need court approval to access puberty blockers. They're apparently all of these trans clinics all over the UK that wish to simply give puberty blockers to children without any sort of judicial action and suggest that kids who are under the age of 16 can consent. Judges said, well, hold up a second. We don't allow consent for people who are under the age of 16 for any other purpose. Why would we make an exception here? And this has made people absolutely nuts on the radical left over there.
Yes, that's right. I feel like I'm being rather sort of self-vindicating today, but let me do it a second time. You know, if nobody else is going to do it, you've got to do it yourself. I said in the Madness of Crowds that all of the trans stuff, all the stampede on the trans issue, that meant we just waved through experimentation on children, for instance, would stop the moment that the lawsuits began. Now, I said that that would be particularly serious in America, and I think it will be, because, my gosh, have you got a litigious culture. But in the UK, yes, it has been exactly as I predicted. A young person who went through the Tavistock Clinic, which is the main clinic in the UK that oversees this stuff, this young person had been put through that, got funding to sue. For what had happened, and the court came down on their side. And I think this is a very, very important moment because, yes, I mean, there have been no breaks on the trans issue. You know, those of us who actually want an intelligent and serious inquiry into exactly what might be going on in this have been ignored, whilst the radical left has insisted that, you know, they've just got to keep experimenting on children and turn boys into girls and girls into boys and pretend we're all basically made of Lego. And they should keep doing that. And if you don't like it, you're a bigot. If you think that you shouldn't do experiments on children, you're a bigot. Well, fortunately, yes, once again, the tide has begun to turn. And the court said, as you rightly say, that what was going on was not right. And I'd go further than that. I've called on the government in the UK to put the craziest extremists on this area on the back foot and have a full public inquiry into exactly what has been happening at this clinic in recent years. I know something's up, not only because I've spoken to people, but because of the number of doctors who have resigned over recent years from that clinic. As you well know, doctors don't just resign, you know, on a whim. I think that the resignations and the turnover of staff was because reasonable doctors, men and women working there, started to realize there were unethical practices and what was going on was shameful.
So, Douglas, I've been working on a theory here, and the theory suggests that so much of what we are seeing across the West has very little to do with people actually pushing good policy and much more to do with the creation of a new elite who speak a particular language, the language of wokeness. Mm-hmm. And it has actual verbal signifiers. It's sort of an in-group signal. And that so much of the culture clash that we are seeing has less to do with sort of the economic divisions that we talk about or the rural-urban divide that we talk about here in the United States. It has much more to do with the creation of a college-educated class of people who are not merely united by degree, which, you know, Charles Murray talked about years ago and coming apart, but they're united by a common language, and they use these sort of linguistic signifiers to say to each other, to peacock to each other, essentially, that they are members of the same group. This is the sort of thing where you see on Twitter people putting their pronouns in their profile when it is perfectly obvious what sex they are, right? It seems to me that if you're going to actually put a pronoun in your profile, it should be different than the one that we already assumed, but they do it just to show that they are part of this in-group. And what do you think of the theory that essentially what we are watching right now is the creation of a new ruling class that speaks a particular language unified by its own confidence in its moral superiority?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I think that, as I've written before, that the lines of what is and is not acceptable in this era have been drawn like a badly drawn map of the Balkans in the wake of 1918. You know, it's sort of, at the time, people think, oh, well, you know, we can just draw this line here. And, you know, you leave significant populations behind the line. It might be the majority of your public. And a slight slip of the pen on these sorts of regulations and laws and acts that we've all had, and you suddenly leave behind majority opinion. But the people drawing these lines in our era don't care about that, because, as you say, it's about whether or not they and their friends feel comfortable and virtuous and better than everyone else. But there's another thing that has to be said, which is this whole racket relies on people demanding sympathy who deserve no particular sympathy, and saying that sympathy should be withheld from people who may need it the most. I had this just last night. I was on the BBC talking with one of these ridiculous, overfunded public bodies called the Runnymede Trust. And this woman is a Labour activist pretending to run a non-partisan organisation. Yeah, right. And there she is, and she says, well, inequality couldn't... she basically said inequalities is for people who are ethnic minorities and for gays and for women... sure. And it's not for white working class people, for instance, because how could they suffer inequality because they're white? This was basically the line. And we've heard this for some years now. And I think it's time that we stopped this incredibly divisive nonsense from a palpably elite class of people. I'm not much interested in playing off the peoples and the elites and all this sort of stuff, because, you know, there are different types of elites in all of our country and multiple elites. But there's one particularly unpleasant type of elite in our time, which claims to be speaking on behalf of the oppressed, which claims that they themselves come from an oppressed place. They tend to be, for instance, ethnic minorities who've been to Oxbridge and Ivy League places, who completely worked out how to game the system. It's the leaders of the sisterhood who've trampled over their sisters for years to get to their position. And it's the professional gays, it's big gay, who try to pretend that they speak on behalf of the world's oppressed from, you know, San Francisco or something. And it's just time we called out these farcical and reprehensible people, because they've been trying to divide our societies. They've been trying to distract our attention from dealing with really important issues. They've tried to simplify complex issues and complexify simple ones. And I think their day is running out, at the very least.
We're speaking to Douglas Murray, author of The Madness of Crowds, Gender, Race, and Identity. To switch topics for a second, Douglas, what is the status of COVID over in Britain right now? So we've obviously been following COVID in the United States, and we do that with a pretty gimlet eye here on the show. But I think in the United States, we tend to be rather, you know, America-centric. And so everybody who dies is Trump's fault. We act as though other countries don't exist. What's the status of COVID and lockdowns over there?
Well, before I mention it, I should say, of course, that in your country, when the president gets COVID, it's all his fault. Whereas if the president of France gets it, we all just extend our sympathies. it's a very nice... Just a thing of the time that's worth noting, isn't it? No, we have a very interesting situation here. Like in America, we've got, you know, the COVID situation is going on. We're learning a lot about it as we go along. It's principally a nocturnal beast, we've discovered. If you close pubs at 10 p.m., it doesn't come out. That's something we've learned. If you have a substantial meal, you don't get COVID, it turns out. If you have a substantial meal in public, if you have a martini or a pint of beer on its own, you can get COVID. But if you have it with a Scotch egg, you're basically safe. We've also learned that COVID respects the laws of religious holidays. It doesn't come out on Christmas Day, but it'll come out in a big way on Boxing Day. There's an awful lot going on. We in the UK at least have seen a bit of a way out of this, because we've got the first people being vaccinated already. I'm sure you saw that on American TV CNN had a microphone under one of the noses of the first elderly pensioners in the UK to get the vaccine, who represented his country beautifully by saying it wasn't a very exciting thing to happen. And the most interesting thing in his day was he'd gone off for a rather horrible lunch. So I was glad that the British were well represented on the first day of vaccines. But yes, I mean, we're in the same situation you are. You know, we come to the end of 2020, you know, our economy is in a dire situation. The whole of the messaging about the vaccine is still wildly confused and confusing. The whole the message about the virus is wildly confused and confusing. And, you know, like America, you know, we face this situation in 2021 where we've got unbelievable rocketing public borrowing, public spending, unbelievable collapse in GDP. But happily, the good news, of course, is that the Chinese economy is growing and they're coming out of 2020 with a 1.8% growth. So I'm sure that we can all unite in saying at least there's some good news.
Well, Douglas Murray, his book is The Madness of Crowds, Gender, Race, and Identity. It's on a bunch of best of the year lists, including my own. Douglas, thanks so much for joining the show. Great to talk to you, as always.
It's a great pleasure.
In just one second, we are going to be getting to a little bit of Bible talk because, you know, it's good to have a little bit of uplift at the end of the week. First, let's talk about your investments. Investors, how about a 10% steady real estate-backed monthly cash flow? Have you thought about the only one true supply-constrained asset, real estate? Intelligent, savvy investors need to check out NRIA. NRIA is one of the nation's top specialists, offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted to 21%. With NRIA, you could see a 10% return on monthly payments with bonuses. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record, $1.2 billion in new construction development, backs you. Invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to, that tells you that they're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
...of a narrative that America is uniquely bad, and that, of course, is what the media wants you to come away with in the wake of virtually every story. Every story has the same conclusion, that America is a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad place. So we'll continue to bring you all of the COVID updates because, obviously, this thing is going to continue for a while. You know, as we approach the weekend, you know, keep safe. Make sure that you are taking reasonable precautions over the Christmas holiday. You're going to outlast this thing. The news is the vaccines are going out. Vice President Mike Pence took a vaccine today, demonstrating to everybody that it is safe. And there's talk of accelerating the dosage, that we can get more of these vaccines out faster. All right, coming up, we're going to do a little bit of Bible talk to end the week. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Does your child have dreams? Some babies are born with SCID, a serious defect of the immune system. Fortunately, my daughter Lily was screened, diagnosed, treated, and cured. With newborn screening, Lily and every child can have a lifetime of dreams.
All newborns need to be screened for SCID. A simple test may save your baby's life. Jeffrey Modell Foundation, helping children reach for their dreams. To learn more, talk to your doctor or visit our website at info4pi.org.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint, all is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint. Smart security, professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
The need has always been there. The need for food, shelter, compassion. This year, it just happens to be greater. If you need help, please reach out. If you can give help, please reach within. In a year with fewer red kettles, your $25 monthly donation helps rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Okay, so we've reached the end of the week. I'm going to give you a quick biblical note before we hit the weekend because I like to end the week on a bit of uplift. So this week, the Jews read the Torah portion that has to do with Joseph. Joseph is now down in Egypt. He has become the vizier to the Pharaoh, and his brothers, who put him in a pit and thought he was going to die, right? They sold him to a caravan of roaming nomads. His brothers arrive down in Egypt, and they have no idea who he is. And so we get this whole interplay between Joseph and his brothers, in which finally, next week in the Bible, Joseph reveals himself to his brothers. He reveals himself to his father. He's been long estranged from all of them. It's very moving. But there's something else in this week's Torah portion, in this week's portion of the Bible, that I find really interesting. There's some real socioeconomic stuff in this week's Torah portion. So after Joseph becomes the chief advisor to Pharaoh, well, right before, he makes this proposition to Pharaoh. So Pharaoh has a dream. Pharaoh's dream is essentially, as interpreted by Joseph, that there are going to be seven fat years and then seven skinny years. There are going to be 7 years of real productivity, and then there are going to be 7 years of famine. And then Joseph goes beyond the analysis of Pharaoh's dream. He says, let Pharaoh seek out an understanding and wise man and appoint him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this and appoint officials over the land and prepare the land of Egypt during the 7 years of plenty. Let them collect all the food of those coming good years and let them gather the grain under Pharaoh's hand, food in the cities, and keep it. Thus, the food will remain as a reserve for the land, for the 7 years of famine, which will be in the land of Egypt, so the land will not be destroyed by the famine. Okay, so Pharaoh says, good idea. So what we're going to do is it's going to be a time of prosperity as prophesied. And so what we're going to do is we're going to centralize all the grain. Okay, and we're going to do this to protect the citizenry. And the next thing that happens is that Pharaoh appoints Joseph over the entire land of Egypt. Pharaoh gives his ring to Joseph. He puts on him a raiment of fine linen. He puts a golden chain around his neck. He has him ride the chariot. And then Pharaoh says to Joseph, I am Pharaoh. Besides you, no one may lift his hand or foot in the entire land of Egypt. Joseph gets married. Joseph has a couple of kids. And here is what happens. In the 7 years of plenty, the inhabitants of the land gathered food by handfuls. And he collected all the food of the 7 years that was in the land of Egypt. He placed the food in the cities, the food of the fields surrounding the city, he put within it. Joseph gathered grain like the sea of the sand in great abundance until one stopped counting because there was no number. Okay, and here is what happens next, because here's where things get a little dicey. The 7 years of famine began, as Joseph had said. There was famine in all the lands, but throughout the land of Egypt there was bread. When the entire land of Egypt hungered, the people cried out to Pharaoh for bread. But Pharaoh said to all the Egyptians, go to Joseph. What he tells you, do. Now the famine spread out all over the face of the land. Joseph opened all the storehouses in which there was grain. He sold it to the Egyptians, and the famine intensified in the land of Egypt. All of the inhabitants of the land came to Egypt to Joseph to purpose, for the famine had intensified in the entire land. Okay, because what actually happened is that when people came to Joseph and said, give us the grain, instead, what Joseph did is he said, you're going to have to sell me your land. Okay, we're taking control over all of the land, and we're going to give you back the grain. In other words, when you centralize power in a centralized command, very often that centralized command that is going to give you benefits, right? It's going to help you later on. There's always a cost to that. Right? And the cost to that is often very grave. Now, the great irony of this is that after having reduced the entire Egyptian population to essentially vassalry, because the crown has now, the pharaoh has now taken complete ownership, according to the Bible, of all of the land. After all of that happens, you now have a subject population, subject to the whims of Pharaoh. He's essentially their feudal lord. And their next move is, well, you know, the Jews are coming in. The Jews are given sort of a choice spot by Joseph, right? Joseph gives his family a choice spot over in the land of Goshen. And Pharaoh says, well, a new Pharaoh arises in the next book of the Bible. And he says, they're becoming kind of powerful over there. What if we just enslave them? And the rest of the population of Egypt goes, yeah, that sounds good. Because it seems like this Joseph character, you know, the one we all sold our land to, seems like his family is doing okay. What if we just make them slaves? They're becoming too powerful. So in other words, there are actual costs. Once you reduce a population to vassalry, once you remove the independent spirit, once you tell them they can't own the land, they are dependent on the government, it is much easier for them to think of not only dispensing with their own freedoms, but the freedoms of others. I don't think that the Bible is being complimentary of Joseph's strategy here. I think that the Bible is pointing out that Joseph, in becoming sort of the chief agent of Pharaoh seizing centralized power, is paving the way for that centralized power to be used exactly against Joseph's family. That should be a lesson to everybody who calls for a grand centralization of power such that it can be used for your own benefit. Because sooner rather than later, it probably will not be used to your benefit. It will be used to your detriment. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Food and Drug Administration authorized an emergency rollout of the vaccine developed by Moderna and the National Institutes of Health.
The approval for the Moderna National Institutes of Health vaccine follows an approval already given to Pfizer-BioNTech's vaccine. Dr. Francis Collins, who directs the NIH, says that the two, quote, work better than we almost dare to hope. He's calling the swift development of the vaccines amazing. Early results of large, still unfinished studies show both vaccines appear safe and strongly protective. The second vaccine is an additional ray of hope as the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine is already being dispersed to millions of healthcare workers and nursing home residents across the country as part of the biggest vaccination drive in U.S. history. George Bonzani reporting.
The Senate Friday followed the House in passing a 48-hour continuing resolution to fund federal agencies through at least the weekend while talks on a coronavirus relief package continue. Reserve emergency lending facilities at year-end remains one of the key sticking points of the deal. The Supreme Court has dismissed as premature a challenge to President Trump's census plan to exclude illegal immigrants.
Justices say it's too soon to rule on the legality of the president's plan because it's not yet clear how many people he would seek to exclude and whether the division of seats in the House of Representatives would be affected. The court's decision may not be its last word on the matter, and it's not clear whether Mr. Trump will receive numbers from the Census Bureau before he leaves office next month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Northeast's first major snowstorm of the season this week buried parts of upstate New York under more than 3 feet of snow, broke records in Massachusetts and Pennsylvania, and left snowplow drivers struggling to clear roads. Nearly 40 inches fell in Binghamton, New York, where the National Weather Service said the storm set a new two-day snowfall record. News and analysis, townhall.com.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
A Google executive says a proposed Australian law to make the digital platforms pay for news is unworkable, and its proposed arbitration model is biased toward media businesses.
Mel Silva made her first public comments on the details of the proposed legislation since it was introduced to the Parliament last week. The law would force Google and Facebook to compensate Australian news media for the journalism that they link to. Silva said the plan would be a, quote, unprecedented intervention that would fundamentally break how search engines work.
Jeremy House reporting. Sweden's government wants divers to go down to the wreck of one of Europe's deadliest peacetime maritime disasters, the sinking of a ferry in the Baltic Sea in 1994 that killed 852 people, in order to check claims of a large hole in the hull. More breaking news and more analysis at townhall.com. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says he's taken himself out of consideration for a cabinet position in the Biden administration so he can deal with the raging coronavirus in L.A.
As the administration reached out to me about serving, I let them know early this week that my city needs me now and that I want to be here and that I need to be here.
Garcetti says his 9-year-old daughters tested positive for the coronavirus while he and his wife tested negative.
Maya will isolate for at least 10 days from the time that her symptoms first appeared. And Amy and I are quarantining in accordance with public health guidelines. And I will continue to conduct the business of our city every day, but I'll do it remotely.
Garcetti says Biden wanted him to come to Washington, but 6 weeks after Election Day, nominees for many of the prized administration jobs have been announced, and the mayor's name had not been called. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay. Trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time. Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, happy Friday to you and welcome. We're at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625 is the telephone number here. And another crazy day. I tell you, this morning I saw a big motorcade drive by. I'm not sure, was it the President of the United States or was it the Vice President? I'm not sure. Wife in Washington. Womp, 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 womp. Well, I tell you, this morning, I got up extra early this morning, just in case, because I thought there might be more news. And sure enough, there was. I got up at 4:15 a.m. I try not to wake up at 4:15 a.m., but I did wake up at 4:15 a.m. today, you know, because I had a lot of things to do, a lot of things to look at. And sure enough, it was worth my while because they're crazier than ever. These people, I'm telling you, there are so many crazy people. And they're in positions of authority. And I'm not sure exactly how we're going to address this as a culture, as a country, as a nation of people, with a Democrat Party that seeks to divide us along lines of race, class, gender, race, ethnicity, race, class, gender. They've multiplied the gender thing, too. Burning words, we've got them, more of them today. The word burners of the Democrat Party are back at it, this time at the University of Michigan, which is in Michigan, coincidentally. And, boy, they, like their forebears, you know, the socialist workers parties of the 20th century, these people are crazy, and they are, you know, they used to burn the whole book. I've been talking about this for years. Now they just burn words. They burn individual words and phrases, and that's what they're doing at the University of Michigan. It's just appalling. These people are, they're un-American, they're anti-American, they're anti-freedom, they're anti-free speech, they're anti-Bill of Rights. They're Democrats. That's today's Democrat Party. They're completely crazy. And apparently Joe Biden, it is widely believed, is going to become the next president of the United States sometime soon. And that's not going to make matters better, I've got to say, because he's not well. Let me just say that man is not good. Although he did finally answer some questions about Hunter Biden, about his son Hunter Biden, the crackhead with the, you know, stripper knocker-upper and the China and the Russia and the Ukraine dirty deals and the crooked brother, James Biden, and all this stuff. And finally, you know, the news media is, they're burying it. They attack anybody that brings up news about the Biden family because our media is almost universally corrupt with very few exceptions. Molly Hemingway, I'll name one. There are a few more, but not many. Otherwise, really incredibly corrupt media. But Joe Biden, he finally took some questions from a comedian. I would have enjoyed it more if it were Dave Chappelle interviewing Lunch Bucket Joe. But instead, last night, he was on the Stephen Colbert Show. And then Dr. Jill showed up, kind of a surprise appearance at the end, because somebody had to walk him off the stage, you know, like a zombie. And Stephen Colbert, have you seen this this interview? It was done back when I was in the news business. I had the occasion to spend several months in Saudi Arabia, which is another country altogether. And the interview that Stephen Colbert did wasn't an interview. It was like North Korea. It was just like Saudi Arabia. It was, you know, he's a comedian. And this is where, what about Hunter? Boy, what does it feel like to have Hunter under scrutiny like this? From the man who has been Stephen Colbert, he used to be funny a long time ago. Now he's mentally ill. He's deranged like so many of them. And what's it like to have your son being scrutinized like this? How does it feel? How does it feel? Of course, that's the kind of question you get from George Stephanopoulos and from NBC News as well. But I it's just so appalling. The interview, the set, they had a set. It was a TV set, and it was a large room, quite a large room. I think from what you could see, at least, 50, 60 feet across the room. And Stephen Colbert, being deranged, was sitting on the far right side of the screen. He was on screen right. And all the way over there, about 20 feet away, was Lunch Bucket Joe Biden, because he's very fragile. And they had in this room, they were sitting in chairs, kind of office, you know, waiting room in your dentist office chairs. And there's Lunch Bucket Joe way over on the left where he belongs, and Stephen Colbert way over on the right where he's very uncomfortable. And they were each chair was on a large Persian rug, a very large Persian rug. I'm going to say 15 by 20 foot Persian rugs, each rug. And each one of them had their own rug. And they're sitting that far apart. And I couldn't help remember my time in Saudi Arabia. This is how you conduct interviews with the king of Saudi Arabia or with, the emir of Dubai. Of Kuwait. It really is just an embarrassment. To be an American is very challenging right now because of the level of corruption in our culture, in our country, in our media, in the Democrat Party. But I repeat myself. And this fake interview that was done reminded me of North Korea, where a fake journalist comes in and interviews Kim Jong-un or Kim Jong-il or Kim Il-sung. It's been going communists, you know, that have been going on for some time now. And and they've got some fake who comes in and asks questions that are given to them by the Kim Jong-un or by the King of Saudi Arabia, and you sit very far away because there are men with guns standing just behind, and there were with Joe Biden too. But in Saudi Arabia, if somebody rushes the king, you know, they'll gun you down and chop your head off with a scimitar or something like that. But you start out by sitting far apart in chairs with big Persian rugs. Although in Saudi Arabia, they prefer non-Persian, they make their own rugs in Saudi Arabia. We just call them Persian rugs as a general thing. And they don't like the Iranians, the Persians. But nevertheless, this reminded me of interviewing a king in the Middle East. And the questions were about as tough. The set was exactly the same. And he fluffed him. He was a fluffer, the designated fluffer for the DNC, the Democratic Party, the Biden campaign. And it was kind of sad. It was really and tragic, too, as an American, because I believe in freedom of speech and a free press. And we have a free press, but they're free to be corrupt, and they choose to be corrupt. The thing is, other than Peter Doocy throwing a couple of questions at Joe Biden, it's the first time Joe Biden's been asked about this, because NBC, ABC, CBS, Washington Post, the New York Times, they send out fluffers with chapstick to follow Biden around and ask him what kind of ice cream he got, because that's like North Korea, too. And they got all this corruption all over the place. So the proof, the evidence is falling through the ceiling tiles everywhere these fake journalists go. More emails out, in fact, text messages, actually, from Tony B and another compatriot of Hunter Biden's, talking about Joe Biden being brought in with the China deal, you know, the communists in China. And the New York Times doesn't talk about it, and the Washington Post and CNN doesn't talk about it, because they're not actually news organizations, and they should be decredentialed as such when it comes to their access to government buildings and so on. So we got the Lunch Bucket Joe fake interview with a comedian, and it's truly an embarrassment. It is. The country is in great trouble right now for a whole lot of reasons. And tough questions like, how does it feel? And, I have great confidence in my son, the crackhead stripper knocker-upper with the multiple baby mamas. And I don't even know how many grandchildren I have anymore, Joe Biden. He literally doesn't know how many grandchildren he has, thanks to Hunter Biden. And, then there's all this other stuff, Ukraine and the $83,300 a month no-show job and his father getting the prosecutor fired and the China trips. And turns out Hunter made repeated trips to China. And he also flew to China on Air Force Two when his father had access to Air Force Two. Looks like he may have access to Air Force One soon, so I can only imagine the level of corruption that will ensue with the corrupt Biden family. Joe Biden is corrupt. His brother James Biden is corrupt. His son Hunter Biden is corrupt. And we all know it. All you have to do is read the New York Post stories, which their friends at Twitter banned, and now they're getting positions in the administration, Twitter executives, Facebook blocked, and now they're getting positions in the Biden administration, Facebook executives, and it is really something. It's breathtaking. It will take your breath away. It most certainly will. We got Wuhan updates. We've got all kinds of stuff. In fact, the news media is very upset. The Washington Post is upset on the front page. Center above the fold, color picture, Africa watches, and waits as wealthy countries reserve vaccine supplies. Health experts warn of dangerous disparities. You mean the countries that develop the vaccines get access to the vaccines first? Yes, that's what they mean. They're very upset. We must not allow a vaccine gap. Honestly, Dr. Strangelove keeps coming up over and over again these days. And the Washington Post is upset that Burkina Faso is not getting the vaccine before Illinois. They think that Illinois should wait at least Republican voting states, because they're barbarians. It's an extraordinary thing to see what's happened to our phony baloney news media. Phony baloney news media. Peter Navarro, White House advisor, economics guy, put out a 36-page report yesterday on election fraud, and 36 pages, a lot of detail. The Washington Post attacked Peter Navarro and dismissed it. and left it at that. It's really, in fact, they're attacking him. They're saying that he violated the Hatch Act because he engaged in politics while on television after being asked about politics, which you're not supposed to do when you're a White House official. So that's the deflection, the change the subject thing from the corrupt news media. I feel like who is it? Diogenes wandering the land with a lantern looking for an honest man. Washington is not the place, not the place, that's for sure. Man, oh, Manischewitz, I'm telling you. Hunter Biden, of course, is being praised in the news media because he's a painter. Have you seen this? He's an artiste. His art is horrible. It's terrible. It's a joke. Everybody knows it. It's even been reviewed a little bit as such, you know, awful and terrible. But the media is praising it. They can't wait to pay exorbitant amounts of money for Hunter Biden's artwork. It's great stuff, these guys. Oh, and the Biden people, because they're humble and modest and they look out for the little guy, the inauguration, they're planning their inauguration, and they've got, they're asking for $1 million donations from people for preferred viewing. And then if you don't have that, maybe $500,000, because they're looking out for the little guy. They care about you. And the Democrats are continuing to block any aid going to the American people, which Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have been successful in doing for about 5 months now, keeping any, because of the Wuhan Red Death unleashed by the Chinese communists, with whom the Biden family is very much in bed, in a well-lubricated bed, and they, with a you know, an electric blanket and everything, they're very cozy, very cuddly with the Chinese communists, and amazing corruption here. And the news media, really, the Fourth Estate, is the most corrupt institution we have in America. The FBI is pretty bad after James Comey, and the CIA and the intelligence community with John Brennan. With that big, the 50 intelligence officials that lied about Russian disinformation and the Hunter Biden story with the New York Post, they're all liars. All 50 of them are sick, demented liars. And John Brennan leads the way, certainly, but the rest of them lied quite willingly, too, and they're frauds and they're charlatans. You know, and those, hey, how are we doing on those WMDs in Iraq, guys? You're doing a good job. Is the Soviet Union going to be falling? Berlin Wall coming down anytime soon? Good stuff. Hey, by the way, the Obama intelligence and law enforcement people, how'd you do in 2016 at preventing foreign interference in our election? Good job? Yeah, you guys are good. Very good. Got a lot of faith and confidence in you guys, honestly. It's pretty extraordinary stuff going on here. So I wonder if the Chinese will buy any of the $1 million tickets to the inauguration. I assume they will. Then they'll give the tickets to Hunter and his stripper baby mama. Maybe that'll go down. Great stuff. Lots of stuff on the art shows coming up with Hunter Biden. In the meantime, Lindsey Graham is calling for a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden, and the media and the Democrats, but I repeat myself, are soiling their undergarments once again over this prospect, because really we need three special counsels. So the election corruption, the Biden family corruption, right, and then the broader, the Obama administration corruption, that Joe Biden was involved in the January 5th meeting and Comey and framing three-star General Flynn because Obama had a personal axe to grind with General Flynn, and framing Naval Academy grad Carter Page, altering documents. That's the ongoing John Durham investigation, and he is a special counsel, but we need two more. And I'm not kidding. This is not even hyperbole. Sure, I make it sound like fun, but it is, it's what we need right now as a country, because we live in a very corrupt country and the Democrat Party is extremely corrupt and Joe Biden's family is corrupt. And that has been revealed. And there's more evidence of that today, more revealed, last night, yesterday afternoon, with more, text messages between Tony B and another crook, lining up the Biden family's, scams here and all that good stuff. There's a lot to get to, a lot of audio of all kinds of good stuff. Jeff Wolf is in today for Michael Piercy. Jeff, let's take a break here. Why don't we do that? So many things to get to. Some of the articles that I found today are just mind-blowing on these Democrats. The D.C. City Council member had her car stolen yesterday because she's dumb. Because she's dumb. And that's coming up. It's just embarrassing to see how dumb these people are. And if you point out that she's dumb, then the left attacks you for pointing it out because they're defenders of the dumb. Also, college campuses, crazy as ever. Just madness. And the New England Journal of Medicine has disgraced themselves, embarrassed themselves today with these people. They've deconstructed words and culture and logic to the point where they're morons. They should be sleeping in bus stops and mumbling as people walk by. And that's the New England Journal of Medicine. They've lost the bubble here, gone crazy. The Middle East, politics, good stuff coming up. 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-384-7600. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-384-7600. That's 1-800-384-7600. 1-800-384-7600.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's Super Saturday at Kohl's. Take an extra 20 or 15% off. Get a Magic Bullet Blender, $33.99, 30% off toys, and save on Sonicare electric toothbrushes, $24.99. Plus, get Kohl's Cash, plus fast and free store pickup. Give with all your heart. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles, 20 and 15% offers valid December 10th through December 20th with promo code BIGDATING. Toys, offers, and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Offer cost information and conditions, equal housing letter, license in all 50 states, and analysis of consumeraccess.org, number 3330.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Some gifts don't come wrapped in packages with bows and ribbons. They aren't hidden away, then torn into with reckless abandon. Some gifts are needs, like food or shelter, and those can be the most precious of all. In a year with fewer red kettles, help rescue Christmas for those facing poverty with a $25 monthly donation. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
All right. So many crazy things. You know, the FBI talked about it the other day. An FBI agent at a metro stop in Washington, D.C. on the Red Line, you know, the subway, there was an incident and a man was shot, apparently by an FBI agent early in the morning, about, I think, two subway stops up from the radio station. And now the Washington Post finally got around to filing a report on it. And they said for their part, the FBI, now again, there was a man, we don't know exactly what happened, at a metro stop, subway stop, and an FBI agent fired his gun and shot the man, okay? So the Washington Post finally, a couple days ago now, Washington Post finally got around to reporting on it. And they write, for its part, the FBI, James Comey ruined the FBI, has said only that one of its agents had been, quote, involved, end quote, in a shooting. The FBI would not say who fired a weapon, the medical condition of the person wounded, what led to the shooting, or the name of the agent involved. Over more than 2 days of inquiries from the Washington Post, the FBI would not even answer questions whether the person who was sent to the hospital was still alive. Sure. Well, we're Sovietizing everything. We're becoming the Soviet Union. And it's the Washington Post's fault to a large extent, too.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Reading Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy Holidays. ReadingKia.com.
Your friendly oil change, Premier, and all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
All right. There is a D.C. City Council member. Her name is Mary Che. Mary Che. And she is not very bright. Not very bright. D.C. City Council member Mary Che. C-H-E-H. Mary Che. She went out yesterday, decided to go to a bakery. I know the bakery. It's about a mile from the radio station. It's next door to a car wash over there. I don't actually go to that car wash on Connecticut Avenue. I go to the car wash on Wisconsin Avenue, Wash and Shine, I think, by the radio station. I went there yesterday, as a matter of fact, get my car washed yesterday. And while I was waiting, there were very few people getting their cars washed. And I was getting my car for the first time in months. And standing out there waiting for the car to come through, and there was a D.C. police officer there getting his police cruiser cleaned, actually. And I said to him, only the two of us standing out there, and he was kind of texting and stuff. And I said, hey, thanks for being the police. You know, I said, thanks for being the police. And he kind of shook his head and rolled his eyes and blinked hard. And he said, I got to tell you, it's harder than ever. It's not great being the most hated person in the world. The most hated person in the world. That's what he said. Washington, in full uniform, body armor, all that stuff. Police cruiser, marked police cruiser. And he said, yeah, it's not easy being the most hated person in the world. A black guy, too, by the way, and a D.C. police officer. And all I said was, thanks for being the police. And he just, it's like, boy, it's tough. And I didn't get into it, but, you know, the politics and stuff. It was just minding his own business. I didn't want to go down that road with him. But, you know, it's the Democrats have done that. The Joe Biden's party and the Democrats and Mary Che's party, the D.C. city councilwoman, who was so just it was every day's an IQ test, as I like to say. But in any case, I want to mention the police officer that I saw yesterday, and I just said, thanks for being the police. And he just immediately broke into, I can't tell you how bad it is lately and what it's like to be the most hated person in the world everywhere you go. It's not everywhere you go, because I said normal people thank you and normal people appreciate you. It's not like you're with Comey's FBI or something like that. And by the way, for the FBI, you just go around shooting people and then don't say anything about it. James Comey really did change the FBI, didn't he? Maybe the Washington Post should press him on it. Maybe they should act like journalists, like a newspaper or something. Nah, sorry. Too much to ask. You just got carried away there for a moment. But Mary Che, she's the city council member for the area where the radio station is, too, as a matter of fact. The headline in the Washington City paper, I don't know if the Washington Post even bothered to cover it. They're not really a newspaper. Democracy dies in darkness, and they're smothering democracy in darkness at the Washington Post. Owned by Dr. Evil, the richest man in the world, Jeff Bezos. But the Washington City paper covered it. That's where Jake Tapper got his big break in journalism. He wrote about his date with Monica Lewinsky in the Washington City paper, and that launched his brilliant multimillion-dollar journalistic career. And someone stole Mary Che's Subaru. Of course it's a Subaru. Where's your Prius? The Ward 3 city council member left her car running while visiting a bakery, and a thief drove away in her vehicle. Mitch Riles wrote the story for the city paper. Ward 3 council member Mary Che left her car running while she dashed inside Bread First, F-U-R-S-T. The baker, the owner, is a guy named First. And Bread First on Connecticut Avenue, been there a number of times, and Northwest in the afternoon. While she was in the bakery, someone jumped into her Subaru and drove off. That's because she left it running with the keys in the car in Washington, D.C., on a major thoroughfare, a six-lane road, Connecticut Avenue. And I guess, as my friend Marty said, she longs for the days of the Soviet Union when in Moscow, party officials had their own lanes. They had their own lanes for their Zills and their other wonderful vehicles. And Mary Che in her Subaru, naturally, pulled up in Washington, D.C., on a busy road, in her Subaru, jumped out of the Subaru, went to this bakery, and left her car running with her phone in her car. These are our elected leaders. This is when you have gangs of morons who are educated by morons in corrupt public school systems. And they are then you have all these voters out here, and they vote for people like Mary Che. And then this is what you get. You get riots and boarded up cities. It's the nation's capital in the United States of America. Still largely boarded up downtown, a dying city, at least at best, a second world city now because of Mayor Muriel Bowser, who used to be with Sha-Na-Na. And now Mary Che. So here, and there's video of it. I watched the video this morning because next door at the car wash, they had a nice color camera, kind of HD, looked pretty good, looking out on the street. And it's there are parts of it that are funny, of course, because she's a city council member, and they're the ones who are, you know, promoting crime rather than stamping it out and doing the right thing. They're always doing the wrong thing, and they're dumb, and they're hypocrites, and they're amazing. I had a chance recently to, well, listen, the video of the theft, first tweeted by NBC reporter Mark Seagraves, shows a person get out of the passenger side of what appears to be a Mercedes-Benz. It not only appears to be, it is a Mercedes-Benz, a two-door, two-seater, you know, sporty, I don't know what model it is, I'm not a, you know, Mercedes guy, and take off in the Che-mobile. I like it, the Che-mobile. Che said police found her phone, which she believes the thief tossed from the vehicle. So, oh, the powers of deductive reasoning on display here. That's amazing. She left her phone in her car, left her car running, and it's an all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive Subaru on a day where it snowed the night before, and up pulls this late model, Adam 12 talk, late model two-door Mercedes-Benz automobile, The two gangsters pull up next, and without hesitation, they're just driving by, and they said, hey, there's that car's running, and there's nobody in it. And they're driving around Northwest Washington looking to commit crimes against people. They probably were released just days ago by the Democrats in Washington so they could commit crimes again. And you see the guys, you can't really identify the individuals, but certainly the car you can. And these two gangsters drive up in the Mercedes-Benz, and the guy driving stops, and the other guy in the passenger side, just, without hesitation, just jumps out and jogs back about five steps to the city council member's car, the Subaru, running with nobody in it, jumps in and drives away. The two cars drive away like in formation, you know, like Beyonce. And then apparently Mary Chick, because her phone was in the car, and police did a track on her phone looking for the car, and instead what they found was the phone. So because she's a very sharp woman, a very bright woman, Mary Chick said, gosh, I guess that they threw my phone out of the car. Sure, well, that would be logical, I guess. And the police found her phone, but they haven't found her car yet. Good stuff. And, you know, they were being oppressed in a Mercedes-Benz in a nicer car than I will likely ever own. Because, well, maybe they stole that one, too. I don't know. They are car thieves, after all. And Mary Che, police found her phone. She believes the thieves tossed from the vehicle. I'm quite sure they'll find the car, too, though I'm surprised anyone would want to steal my 2015 Subaru. Yeah, that's real. It's bright people. These are sharp ones. They are. And a local reporter, Tom Sherwood, tweeted out that she had been carjacked. And then it turned out she wasn't carjacked, technically. She was inside the bakery getting a muffin or a bun or something like that when her Subaru, naturally. And by the way, the roof was covered with snow, which is, you're not supposed to do. That's a safety issue because it flies off and hits the car, the windshield behind you. And but she's a responsible citizen, you know, who lectures other people about how we live our lives and has the power to dictate things like stay home. It's the best thing for you. I got an idea. When you run into a bakery in Washington, D.C., maybe turn your car off and take your key with you. Maybe you should park. You know, it's not quite the Soviet Union yet, as hard as you guys are working. And Tom Sherwood was attacked by lunatics online because that's what online is for. And eventually had to grovel and snivel and apologize. Oh, no, it wasn't a carjacking. A man got out of a passing car into Che's vehicle and drove off. Not a technical carjacking he had to do. That's the thing with them, you betcha. That's our city council. These are our elected leaders. That's Democrats for you. Just so oblivious, so clueless. It's kind of amazing. I'm not amazed, but I'm appalled. I'm constantly appalled. All right, let's go to the Jeff. Let's go to the telephones if we could. Michael Piercy working from home today. Jeff Wolf sitting in the studio in his stead. Let's go to David calling from San Antonio, Texas. David, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, man, it is so glad. I'm so glad to talk to you. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Okay, I'll jump right into it. Number one, I want to thank Donald Trump for the last 4 years. By far, head and shoulders, the best president in my lifetime. I want to thank him so much for his service. I know that somebody that's near him is listening, and I want to thank him from the bottom of my heart and let him know that every American here, how many is it, Chris? How many voted for him?
72, 75 million people.
75 million, and I'm going to go ahead and stretch out on a limb and say, we know what happened. We know what happened. And I want to thank Sidney Powell. I want to thank the two chief justices with the courage to take this case. That was Alito and Clarence Thomas. Thank you, guys. I'm just disgusted with Mitch McConnell and George Bush, the way they, I mean, turning on him like that. It's just disgusting, you know. I guess Mitch is ready to go back to business as usual. And I hope Donald Trump sacks Christopher Wray. That guy needs to go.
He's FBI director.
And mm-hmm. Yeah. And Chris Wallace. I'm disgusted with him too. It's proven that my 20-something year old kids are right. You know, I've been hounding them to vote for all their lives, and they just won't do it. But you know what? Their excuse is always, my vote doesn't count. It doesn't matter. And you know what? They might be right. They just might be right, and I'm afraid to death.
Well, we need a special counsel, David. Sorry to interrupt. We need a special counsel appointed to investigate what happened in the election in a variety of states, Democrat-run jurisdictions, every one of them, because of the massive number of irregularities, more than 1,000 affidavits and eyewitness testimony all over the place. I played a bunch of audio yesterday from the hearing day before yesterday about all of the irregularities. That's the euphemism that we use these days. And, you know, I don't blame, I'm still fighting for our constitutional republic and for our system of democracy, our form of democracy. But we've got problems right now. We've got big problems right now. And let me say, Democrats and politicians throughout history will be corrupt. But our system is ingenious for many reasons. And one of the key reasons is a free and fair press that is the ultimate check in our system of checks and balances. And that's where we've really gone around the bend here. That's where we've really gone off the falls, is that news organizations almost monolithically across the board have opted to corrupt our system by not reporting the truth. See the Hunter Biden stories before the election that doubtless would have changed the outcome of the voting. According to a poll, 17% of Americans of Democrats said that they were unaware of the Hunter Biden stories before the election and then became aware after the election, said that had they been aware before the election, it likely would have changed their votes. And that would have swung the election. So the news media can lay claim to having an illegitimate president if Joe Biden takes the oath on January 20th. We're going to have a president that you and your children and I and so many will forever view as a completely illegitimate president, and with very good reason, not the fake reasons the Democrats last time who wanted to do away with the Electoral College, which would almost certainly lead to civil war within 10 years in the United States. One of the reasons it appeals to them, I think. And there's another op-ed from another lefty today calling for the abolition of the Electoral College, which is the glue that holds the republic together. And it creates fairness, and the left is not the fairness party at all. And I got to tell you, David, you know, I know that you're expressing the disappointment that so many tens, if not hundreds of millions of Americans feel right now, where we've lost faith in our institutions across the board, from the FBI to the Congress to the our system of electing presidents of the United States. And in the end, it's Jake Tapper's fault, and it's Wolf Blitzer's fault, and it's George Stephanopoulos' fault, and it's Jeff Bezos' fault for creating a news media that is just beyond corrupt, and it's third world. It's the stuff of the third world. And there's no reason that we should have faith or confidence in anything we read in the Washington Post, anything we see on CNN, and I mean anything. If they tell you, you know, it's sunny out, don't take their word for it. And that is really the ultimate check in our system of checks and balances, is that a free and fair press will act as nonpartisan, unbiased arbiters of what is true and what is false, and they'll throw the flag on Republicans and Democrats alike. And we don't have that. We have them performing acts of journalistic gratification upon every Democrat every day. And they're attack dogs for the Republican Party and lapdogs for the Democrat Party, giving them a shaved tongue bath every day. And I obviously I call them on it every day. And other people need to be calling out every day. And you need to, you know, cancel your, you know, block your CNN on your cable so it never shows up on your home and they don't get a minute of ratings. And cancel the Washington Post if you still get that. And honestly, it's they need to pay a and then we have Twitter and Facebook and the rest. You give a lefty, I've been saying it for years, give a lefty a thimble full of power and they'll abuse it before the sun goes down. And they prove me right over and over and over again. David, thank you, buddy. Thank you for the call. Thank you for caring. Thank you for being a good American. And Jeff, this would be the point where we take another break. Let's do that. And I've got a lot of stuff that just kind of popped my lid today off of campuses across America. The New England Journal of Medicine just embarrassing themselves like never before. Updates on politics, on the Middle East, on Washington, Capitol Hill, and the real world too. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
You've all probably heard of asbestos and know that it's dangerous. You may also know that exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30, even 50 years to develop. But did you also know that there's money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion is available to help compensate victims and their families. If you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 1-800-916-5200. The number again, 800-916-5200. 800-916-5200. Call today, 1-800-916-5200.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
It's Super Saturday at Kohl's. Take an extra 20 or 15% off. Get a Magic Bullet Blender, $33.99, 30% off toys, and save on Sonicare electric toothbrushes, $24.99. Plus, get Kohl's cash, plus fast and free store pickup. Give with all your heart. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles, 20 and 15% offers valid December 10th through December 20th with promo code Big Savings. Toys, offers, and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
Some gifts don't come wrapped in packages with bows and ribbons. They aren't hidden away, then torn into with reckless abandon. Some gifts are needs, like food or shelter, and those can be the most precious of all. In a year with fewer red kettles, help rescue Christmas for those facing poverty with a $25 monthly donation. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is, I can check in on my home from anywhere, right from my phone. Whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint, all is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
All right, then. I marvel every day at what our press does and what our press does not do. There are so many great stories. The New York Times had to retract a big project that they were very proud of and won awards for and very excited about, where they had a fake terrorists do podcasts with them, and they promoted the hell out of it, and they were the heroes of the generation because they had this wonderful podcast series called Caliphate. And I wasn't going to get into it now, but I will get into it now. National Panhandler Radio was forced to report on it today. New York Times retracts core of hit podcast series Caliphate on ISIS. They didn't retract the core. They retracted the whole damn thing. But NPR is, you know, groveling. They want to give the New York Times a tongue bath, too. The New York Times has retracted the core of its hit 2008 podcast series Caliphate after an internal review found the paper failed to heed red flags indicating the man relied upon for its central narrative about the allure of terrorism, and they found that he could not be trusted to tell the truth. Well, neither can the New York Times, so they're, you know, birds of a feather. The newspaper has reassigned its star terrorism reporter, Rukmini Kalmachi, who hosted the series. Caliphate relayed the tale about a radicalized young Canadian who went to Syria, joined the Islamic State, became an executioner for the extremist group before escaping its hold. It was all a lie, and they won awards for it, and they were very proud of it. Canadian authorities this fall accused the man, Shiroz Chowdhury, of lying about those activities. He currently faces criminal charges in federal court in Ontario of perpetrating a terrorism hoax. So when NPR says they retract the core, they're downplaying it for their pals at the New York Times. The whole thing was a fraud. It was a complete fraud. And the media loved it. And they were so excited to have this terrorist and all this good stuff. And they won awards. Here they are posing with their Peabody Award and other big awards, the biggest awards in journalism. It was all a lie by the New York Times. It was a fraud. It was a fake.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.